no TV and no beer, make Homer something something.
Go crazy?
Don't mind if I do!
Oh man, it must be the Halloween show. How about that?
Nice.
And a special treat at the end of the show for you Halloween fans.
Or is it a trick?
Or
is it a trick?
Oh.
What?
It is the Drew and Mike Show live from the DealsInTheD.com studios. For those who haven't canceled us, we're still here for Thursday. And Facebook Live is brought to you by Grow Green MI, Michigan's premier hydro store, where they buy in bulk and pass the savings on to you, the growers. This week's exclusive deals for podcast listeners are Advanced Nutrients Bud Candy Gallons for $55, Fox Farm Big Boom 5-gallon for $155, and Rock Resonator 20L, regularly $7.99, now only $3.95 for Drew and Mike listeners. Grow Green MI, M36 and Whitmore Lake, are online at growgreenmi.com. So I was going through email for... really hadn't looked at it much lately, and then in my conversation when I came down here, I don't ever remember people canceling us like some people lately, really the last year or so. And it's not a ton of people. I don't want people to think, actually the show's growing.
Yeah.
But I'm just really surprised at how many people don't like one thing or... they don't like your viewpoint on one thing. And they go, hey, fuck the 25 years of joy I've had from your show. You're canceled. Mm-hmm.
And what are you going to do at that point? Go to who?
You know what? Honestly, I usually write people back and I try to reason with them. And
that's nice.
Sometimes it doesn't work. We had a real funny exchange between, her name is so unique, I'm not going to say it because she'll be identified. Someone who was so angry about Greta Thunberg.
Oh.
And after a couple of days, she was laughing about it. And
oh,
now
cool.
she's back. And
how dare you?
Her husband's telling her she owed me an apology. And it was really kind of cute.
You're failing us.
But
Greta
on the other hand,
was in the news today, wasn't she?
Greta is in the news.
Yeah, she turned down an award.
That's because she's getting money from George Soros.
I'm starting to like this girl. She says, there's too many awards already.
When that story broke, I said to Brandon, I said, hey, Greta's turning down like $50,000. And Brandon said,
well, her family's loaded. She don't need it. Right?
Because rich people just turn down awards right and left. They never like more money.
Yeah. But if she were to accept it, people would be critical of her.
So. Well, that's the real reason.
Yeah.
She should be in school.
Should be back in school.
Which is stupid. If she won an award and they want to give her money, just...
I'm mad at her for not accepting.
I'm really ripping the people
are dying.
The people who would criticize her for accepting money. If she won an award, what? Who's going to turn down 50 grand? Well, Greta.
Just Greta, apparently.
But anyway.
Change is coming, whether you like it or not.
What's that?
One of the sound panels just fell off the wall.
Oh, boy.
The guy who complained about Grow Green, which I thought was, I was like, wow, isn't our, most of our audience probably smoke pot? I mean, I think. But you know what? His complaint has brought two other ones, and they're people who, they're just very against pot being legal.
Why?
I don't know. I wasn't expecting that. I mean, there are those people.
Everybody's for it.
I understand it.
And I understand why somebody would be against it.
Are you also, you know, against, like, OxyContin being legal for people with serious pain? Or?
Well, that's... well, medicinal. Maybe they're not against medicinal pot. Maybe just recreational.
Yeah,
I just don't understand.
In one case, it was... what was the line? It was about how, you know, all these people are faking things to get pot licenses.
Yeah.
Sort of. Just that it's... it's just kind of disgusted with the whole thing. But then...
well, in that case, then that's the case to make it recreational.
And I don't want to talk about people canceling and complaining all the time. I really don't. I feel soft for doing it. But
what a snowflake.
The other one, I thought maybe there's a point in all this. Somebody was angry because he felt that I was too nice to George Young from Blow.
Yeah.
Who... brought more cocaine to the United States in the 80s. If you did cocaine in the 80s, then there's an 85% chance you did his.
Mm-hmm.
well, George, okay, you know, you could take the stand. George, you're terrible. I can't believe you would be making an appearance. What you did destroyed. But what's going to come out of that? How is that going to be entertaining? I mean, there's a lot to find out about the story that I thought was fascinating.
It's an amazing story. And not only that, he's paid a lot of time.
Oh, yeah. He spent a lot of time in prison.
Paid his debt to society. They did catch him.
He would not. Well, I don't think he would probably deal drugs now.
Yeah, you never
could
know.
Be wrong.
He was caught. I'm very proud to say we caught him.
What about the glass houses rule? I mean, are all the people that are angry about those things, do they have nothing?
No vice?
That's well, I mean, they're just the best, most upright citizens, and
I know I'm trying
never
to
need anything as a crutch, or
I'm trying to keep it.
I get
within
it.
Our
I,
world,
yeah, right,
I, you
sure.
know. But I know what you're saying. As far as George Young, the reason it bothered this guy so much is because you pound lumps on Greta Thunberg, and then you kiss George Young's ass.
Mike just wrote on Facebook Live. Yeah, Drew should have been tough, talked to George. That would have totally gotten rid of all that coke he smuggled in.
It could have made a difference. Could have saved some lives. The thing is, the Greta Thunberg. Now, I'm going to assume, and maybe I'm wrong.
I tell you what, bitch, come join me. We get a crack rock, get a fifth of liquor, and we can smoke all goddamn night and feel better by daybreak. But we're going to be some broke bitches.
But, yeah, what about that?
I don't know.
I haven't had complaints about that yet.
I think she's so logical.
I think the boner line has just created havoc with this show. By the way, 209.
You sound like a goddamn pussy to me.
Yeah, I know. I'm being very soft. 209-66 boner. No, I really have pretty thick skin. But the point I wanted to make about Greta Thunberg was, I think a lot of people laughed because here you have this 16-year-old, this very forthright 16-year-old, and she's telling off all the adults of the world, well, the world leaders of the world. And we're playing Trump drops over her, and it wasn't about she's wrong or she's right. It was just – it was entertainment.
It's not the message. It's the message.
And I said I agreed with her. Basically, I do agree with her. Basically, I think David Hogg has a lot of good points, but
– it's not the message. It's the messenger.
Exactly.
And they're going to be hoping to be ridiculed. So
yeah. I mean, a lot of times it's about trying to generate entertainment. It's not about trying to get canceled or upset people.
We're trying to lighten things up sometimes.
But, there's – I guess I just – maybe I know the audience as well as I do. Or maybe it's a bigger audience than I ever dreamed.
I don't know. Second guessing isn't really such a
small
good thing.
Yeah, I'm sorry if I offended you. I didn't know you were such a – I didn't know you were so sensitive. Sorry if I offended you.
You're doing fine.
Generally, when you're not getting complaints, you're not doing anything.
Yeah. There's exactly. Nothing,
I mean, I don't. I bet you Jay Towers doesn't get a lot. Suggests Jay isn't doing anything. I don't think Jay Towers gets a lot of complaints.
No,
I don't think he takes a lot of stands.
You're doing awesome.
Super nice.
And that works.
Certainly does not get any complaints from the owner of the Imagine Theater.
Great theater. That's right.
Excellent theater.
Great.
Wonderful
theater.
Love it.
Wait.
They got rid of the bowling alley in the Royal Oak. They put an even bigger theater in there.
Oh, really?
The bowling alley's gone?
Yeah. And imagine the Star Lanes is blown out for a bigger theater.
That place was cool.
I know, but that theater's huge.
Are people going to movies that much?
Well, that's where I saw Joker in that theater.
Ooh. Okay, well, if you went, you must be doing great.
Because no one has seen Joker. What are you talking about?
Do we have anything for the Hall Financial Hotline today?
Well, did you find that guy's number, Brandon? Do you think it's him?
A few numbers. I just haven't called them to verify.
A guy in Brighton, local guy, is breaking the squat record.
Oh my God. He's
awful.
That is just gluttonous. Yeah, oh, my God. Is that hard?
Over the weekend, he did 500 advanced burpees in 1 hour.
Oh, my God.
Trudy, get on the camera and show everyone what a burpee is.
No, thanks.
I can't imagine.
Hello, Joe, for squatting.
I have to respect this guy, but
he looked so exhausted in the video. I'm like, wow.
How
miserable. Good for him, man.
Well, if we get him on the Hall Financial Hotline, remember those low payments, better options, and more personal attention you get from David Hall Financial. You can go to drewandmike.hallfg.com, and they'd love to work on a refi and save you money. And people, David Hall says, a lot of times people are afraid to do this. Paperwork, what if it's a bad deal? Let them do the work. Let them save you money.
They actually will tell you if they can't get you a more advantageous situation. Yeah.
They're not going to stick you with a bum deal where you're paying more. Okay?
I found that was the best part of that experience.
And that's what people who are always watching their money do. They look for chances to save money and find money, and that's what Hall Financial tries to do for you. 248-308-5000 for Hall Financial. Go to the website, click the link, And
somebody mentioned that you look like you've been getting hot in the gym. And that Denny McLean T-shirt, man.
Oh, who said that?
I don't know if you've been working out or what, but your body's looking good.
I've been getting hotter.
It's wearing you.
I'm getting hotter lately.
You've been
really
lifting weights?
I had a bad run there when Mags died.
Yeah.
I really lost, wow. lost myself.
You bounce back that fast? I'm jealous.
I'm trying. I haven't really bounced back that much.
Beautiful dog.
Worked out five. Worked out five times. A talented
Looks
dog.
Looks like you're keeping your bod pretty tight.
Worked out five times.
Canine, as they call. I call it a dog.
Five times in the last 9 days. That's not
Whoa.
Bad. That's not bad.
That's what?
Well, I was working out like five times a week.
Ooh.
I know. Hey. I'm trying to keep my body to get hotter.
You sound like a goddamn pussy to me.
So one of the reasons I brought this up was because Obama came out today, and I love what he said.
Right. He's right.
He said activism is not being judgmental and canceling people. Mm-hmm. The world is messy.
People who do really good stuff have flaws. That's what he said, too.
Well, that
makes sense.
Yeah.
Duh.
Oh, God, thanks.
There are ambiguities.
That. Which made me think, what's he hiding?
He still smokes.
What's your flaw?
I know
we're
a few
we're going to find out he used the N-word in a tweet when he was 14.
You also mentioned college campuses and how judgmental they are about calling people out. And I couldn't agree with Obama on this more. I mean, it's just insane, this desire to tell on people and to have them destroyed.
Not I
just,
agree.
Not just to get them to apologize or to point out they're wrong.
To what end? You know, why do that? It doesn't do anything. That's kind of his point. It's not. It doesn't change anything.
Well, also, I think people, I mean, let's face it. We've forgiven. Look at some of the people we've forgiven as a society. You know, whether.
Like OJ?
I don't know if we've really forgiven OJ all that much.
Everybody's mind simultaneously
Robert
pictured OJ
or something.
Oh, RDJ.
Rob Lowe.
Yeah, it's a great one.
Rob Lowe.
Rob Lowe, because he's handsome. Mm.
That helps. There's a ton of them.
Jeffrey Epstein.
Yeah.
Hey, glad you brought him up.
This story infuriates me, though.
Pathologist Dr. Michael Batten.
Pathologist and professional defense.
He is a professional
witness.
I know.
He got paid by the OJ defense team, got paid by Aaron Hernandez's defense team.
Well, I'll tell you
keep
this.
Keep that in mind.
The door opened, and I was really excited because I thought Brandon was going to walk in, and then you walked in, and I didn't bring it up. So I knew Brandon would be more receptive to the conversation.
Man, come on.
He was killed?
Brandon's on the Epstein train with me.
What? You're on that train now?
No, I'm not on the train. I think something is really strange here. And I don't know what I don't know about pathologist Dr. Michael.
He's a clown. He's a clown, and because he says something, it becomes a story everywhere. Inside Edition just did a story on it.
He says it's rare for the bones that were broken to be broken in a hanging.
He said it's rare, but that doesn't mean it's impossible, and it's likely the older the individual is. Biden.
It looks more like a homicide.
In 50 years of handling hangings.
Who's writing his check right now?
He's never seen that before. I understand that Epstein's family is the one that hired him to oversee the autopsy. However, Mark, you're so dismissive of every single coincidence. There's so many. And you're dismissive of every single one of them.
I don't think there's many coincidences. I think there were.
I can name you a bunch right now.
I think it was a poorly run. I think it was a poorly run correctional facility, period.
Roommate.
Why wouldn't they be.
Sleeping guards.
This is a prisoner. I mean, this is like finding that Saddam Hussein, remember when he was in jail? I mean, if suddenly, they forgot to walk by his cell. And
he's not Saddam Hussein, though. They don't know who Jeffrey Epstein is.
Jeffrey Epstein is the biggest. I mean, this was a child pedophile ring that was about to be exposed.
No, he
with
is
the biggest names attached to it.
It's like Larry Nasser being forgotten about. Oh, Larry Nasser committed suicide. What do you know? He tried 3 weeks ago and it didn't work. He got it done. And the guards fell asleep, and he's been transferred, and he's cool.
Shut up, conspiracy theorist.
By the way, where is the warden? Where is he? Why do we know
who he is? Someone probably killed him, too, the perfect conspiracy.
No, I'm not saying that. It just seems like,
On that note, I told Drew earlier today, I'm starting to think that Ghislaine, I think she's going to be whacked.
Shut up, conspiracy theorist.
I don't know. If that happens, then
watch
then it's
YouTube,
done.
Guys. Just watch YouTube.
It's all there.
Why is she just floating around? We've heard so much about all the things she did. Why isn't she arrested?
The wheels of justice move slowly.
Was she
that's not
country?
What Bill Barr said.
Well, forgive me then, Bill Barr.
Said we're going to have a speedy investigation.
Oh.
Well, maybe he killed him then.
Well, she's out of the country, correct?
Why would you have a speedy
investigation?
Brazil.
Rio de Janeiro and São Paulo.
What a speedy
we know everything about her. What do we need to know?
She has the power to bring down a lot of people, too.
She does.
So, I don't know. If they,
maybe that's why it's taking time.
If they don't bring her in soon and she ends up dead, I don't know.
Plus, remember, they know some of the people that they could go after were also victims, so it's kind of an odd.
But I'm sure if she dies, too, that's just a coincidence, too.
Depends what the circumstances are.
They're not going to go after the people that were molested because they recruited other people. They're people at the top to go after. These people who are shuttling women to him, too, that guy also.
You know,
suddenly...
rich people, because those rich people they wouldn't go after because there's a vested interest not to.
Are you talking about Jean-Luc?
Jean-Luc, yeah. Well, he's no longer in France. Where is he?
They're going after him.
Yeah, they are.
They are going after him in France.
What are they doing to him? I haven't heard about him being arrested. Take your time.
What's France?
Crimes only. Were they waiting for the end of the statute of limitations on every crime he committed before they arrest him?
They can't get every piece of evidence in the time frame that you are demanding it.
The Miami Herald got it pretty quickly. Look at what Julie K. Brown came up with.
And you're going to be able to convict him based on the Miami Herald?
No, I'm just saying. She cut through the shit in a matter of months.
Well, you don't think they know understand that? It's a matter of gathering evidence, though.
I know, but take your time. Okay. When was Epstein arrested? June, July, and they knew a lot to arrest him. They had enough to arrest
him.
So who
killed him? Who killed Epstein?
I don't know who killed him.
I'm starting to think that Mark's name is in Epstein's little black book.
Yeah, 13 different phone numbers.
Mm-hmm.
Mark has
when was he arrested?
It was early July.
Okay, so they had enough to arrest him in early July.
Yeah, him.
And 4 months have gone by. Yeah, but if you arrest him, you know everything about her.
Why did they wait so long to kill him then?
You know everything about her. You know everything about Jean-Luc. You know a lot about all those people. 4 months go by. He's dead. Those people are just floating around in some foreign country now. And nothing.
Okay.
When should they be arrested? When is it reasonable for me to expect them to be arrested?
Who is they?
Ghislaine. Let's just work on her.
Maybe she's not going to be arrested. Maybe.
Why?
Maybe she's going to give them enough to flip other people.
When's that going to happen?
What's her crime?
What's a reasonable length of time, in your opinion?
I don't know. I'm not a prosecutor.
What?
What's the reasonable length of time, in your opinion?
I would have thought not too long after they arrested him. Because to arrest him, you have to know everything about her. They already knew that in 2005.
Not necessarily, though.
Yes, they did. All those girls said, yeah, she was outside my school, and she said, hey, you're really pretty. You want to give massages to this dirty old man?
Maybe she's a victim, too. Maybe she's presented. I mean, I don't know what she's told them or what they've talked to.
Well,
it doesn't matter. She's going to be killed, apparently. She's going to be murdered.
Maybe.
Because she knows too much.
A pointless fight, because we won't know until she's murdered.
It's so easy to murder people and get away with it.
By the way, her father...
See me win that conversation?
That's a really weird thing about her dad, who's 85, and he's on the Lady Ghislaine, his ship, and he falls off the side to his death.
Whoa.
And
he was pushed.
He just happened... Well, no, I think he committed suicide is what it sounds like.
Really?
He happened to have... stolen, I guess, an obscene amount of money from his pension programs.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
God, what a fucking family.
I know.
The Maxwells. Jesus.
Hello, Maxwell.
He's still falling.
Still, that's his actual audio. So, okay. I was on the Detroit School of Rock and Pop Music website. And,
are you signing up?
Not yet.
What instrument?
Oh, Drew's going to play all acoustic guitar on his porch.
I think I'd like to play acoustic guitar.
Cool.
Oh, I wish I could.
Anyway, they have these sort of like kid bands playing, like this one band's playing Africa. They're pretty good. I mean, honestly, for...
How about the kid band that... They should get that kid band that played Tool. Brandon, you know what I'm talking about, right?
Oh, yeah.
Are you doing a deep dive in conspiracy theories on Reddit right now?
I was.
He was doing a deep dive conspiracy theory with Epstein on Reddit.
They put adult bands together, and they are trying to round out more adult bands. If you play or you want music lessons, They provide exciting and motivating music lessons and experience with Detroit's finest professional musicians. Lee Thomas from Fox 2 calls it music lessons on steroids. They have a lot of fun, and I got a kick out of their Facebook page and seeing some of the videos and stuff they're doing. They're looking for adults who want to learn how to play an instrument or who already know, but maybe don't have anyone to jam with. They'll put you in touch.
There's kids out there that love this stuff.
They'll put you in a band. They'll take you from zero to hero. Stop practicing, start performing, and start rocking now. Detroit School of Rock and Pop, 888-988-ROCK. Or visit them online at www.detroitschoolofrockandpop.com.
For rock and roll!
Look at these little kids rocking out, man. This drummer's nuts.
Yeah, I'm going to fast forward to the drum solo.
Old is that drummer, do you think? 12?
Yeah, 12 or 13. Pretty young to me.
He's pubeless, not by choice.
That's pretty cool. I like him.
Oh, he's badass.
The bassist is awesome.
Yeah, the bass player's killing it.
Look how big that bass is in his hands.
He's standing up, fresh and simple. Wow.
That's pretty intense.
Aren't they great, man? Yeah. That could be your kids. Send them to the
Detroit School of Rock and Pop. Yeah.
Wow. Is that song all bass?
Oh, it's the best bass line.
Man.
I think this is the drum solo. I missed it. This kid.
Oh, man. The only problem with this video and this song is that a girl sings the lyrics. Ugh.
Yeah, but she does a great job.
I'm just kidding.
A girl.
What are you doing, man? Girl couldn't do that. I hope my kids never listen to that.
So, I was laughing at listening to the podcast. On my way back from Zap Ford.
Oh.
Today.
All right.
And you guys were talking about the Heaney Bros.
Yes.
You asked. I love how you, like, harmlessly ask questions that are sort of bear traps for Dick.
I don't know.
Like, what's their tour? You know, like, how many stops have they got on the tour?
Well, they have sites, their appearances listed on their website.
Right. And then he's like, oh, well, they had to take time off to make a movie, which sucked.
I know. That is so stupid.
My takeaway from that excerpt on ABC was that Mayumi was afraid she was going to be deported, so she pleaded guilty. Wouldn't that have been a good thing for her life at that juncture, just to let it happen?
Him. Well, yeah.
Get out of the Heaney orbit.
That's funny you say that. But why would she be deported if she wasn't guilty, but she stays if she's guilty?
That's illogical. That
doesn't make
totally
any sense.
Drew, not only that, I was thinking about this last night. They're married. Why would she have been deported?
Heaney logic.
Yeah, Teeny that was logic. Great.
They would have put her in a big balloon and floated her back across the Pacific.
But they felt like the public opinion, they'd already made up their mind. Everybody knew, oh my God, what a hoax. And they were so mad at the balloon boy family.
Did it for the show. Yeah. What, they never checked the attic. They think their kid's flying across the country 90 miles an hour in a balloon. It's on CNN for hours. And they don't check the attic for the kid. You don't look. I mean, it's not like... Really?
Nobody believes him, but I love how he got all up in T.J. Holmes' face. You know, he's like, this is a hit piece. In his not sleeveless tank top, a T-shirt he cut the sleeves off of.
Yes, sir. That... We did this for the show.
Did you guys see me win that conversation?
He should have
spoken today.
He should have said it was a hatchet job like Dick Clark.
Yeah.
He has never met a T-shirt he doesn't want to cut the sleeves off of. But that's
hot
like,
in Florida.
That's like, yeah, that's Florida's.
Nobody in Florida wears sleeves, Trudy, don't you know?
I know. That's Florida's state wardrobe, though.
Yeah, I didn't realize that.
Sleeveless, because I've met somebody else from Florida, and they always wore like sleeveless tees, and I was like, what the fuck?
Can you find a store with sleeves in Florida?
They don't exist.
You got to bring your own.
Should we call one?
BYOS.
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 So, Fadi Fawaz, who I hate this guy. He's George Michael's lover. And he has nothing good to say about George Michael.
He also owns a Michigan hat.
That's right. Was that him?
I swear that. Wasn't that Fadi?
It was one of those dudes.
Michigan Wolverine hat?
Yeah, in the documentary. He was George's man, although he was sleeping in his car the day George died because they had a row. And so he went in and found him dead. And then George's will is read. And, well, what do you know? He didn't leave anything for Fadi. And ever since, he's been a complete a-hole.
Remember, he tore apart the house.
Yeah, he refused to leave the house. They let him stay in the house for a long time until he started tearing it up. He doesn't have any money.
Say?
So now he says George had AIDS.
Oh, great.
Huh. Yeah.
Okay.
What did my boyfriend just say?
Was that ever rumored before?
No, I don't think so.
Part of me feels like it was assumed.
Elton John.
Remember, he got huge and lost all that weight.
I was reading a lot that Elton John wrote. Yeah, why is he so heavy?
But he lost it again, too. So
he was huge when he died.
Big.
Yeah. He was really big. Elton John said.
He's got AIDS.
He just
bloated.
He didn't want to be on the planet anymore. He had the Pete Davidson syndrome.
Oh,
he
that
just
sucks.
He really didn't want to be alive.
That's
wasn't happy.
Sad.
I know that last picture of him, I really felt sad when I saw that. It's like, oh, man.
Wait,
huge.
So he was huge when he died? Because why did I think he lost all that weight?
You want to see, Brandon, if you can find his last picture?
It's I believe you. I just
He was
huge. I think I remember.
Huge. Yeah, it's a little hard. It's a little hard to see. But, I mean, I'm just picturing the asshole at the table, like, going, look at George Michael. He's fucking huge.
Yeah, here they are.
Pulling out his phone. And then putting it on social media.
You can't see his full body, but his face is really bloated.
Look at that.
Looks like me.
There's a slight resemblance.
I know. I'm bloated, too.
George is bigger, though, really. I mean,
his jowls.
There's a big gut on him, too.
Yeah.
So, anyway, yeah, I don't think that's why he wanted to die. And if he had AIDS, by the way, how did he get it? Because he liked needles and he liked other stuff.
Hey.
That's a mystery. He's in the two biggest risk groups. Not that it matters. That story is just really sad. And this Fadi Fawaz, what a dick. He tweets this out and all these people are talking about it. I'm like, really? All these people follow Fadi Fawaz or whatever? Anyway, he's got like 20,000 Twitter followers.
Oh, really?
I know. Because he boo-fooed George Michael.
Or it was boo-fooed by him.
Yeah, it was boo-fooed by him. Yeah, I've had George Michael's penis in my butt. Follow me on Twitter.
That's his Twitter bio. I had George Michael's penis in my butt.
A stupid story.
No, he's really an asshole. Did anybody see Pacino and De Niro on, was it Today Show?
No. Tell
you about The Irishman?
Well, what terrible interview was it?
You know, it wasn't.
De Niro's terrible.
He is a terrible interview.
He's mad at Trump.
It wasn't as bad an interview as I was expecting. And I almost got the feeling there was something said like, can we avoid talking about politics and just plug the movie?
Good.
Because they talked about the movie and it reminded me of the days when Robert De Niro was someone I only loved and I couldn't wait to see him in a movie.
Yeah.
And I hate that he's now this guy that you just associate with hating Trump as much as you associate Kid Rock with loving Trump. It's like, I don't want to see people this way. I just want to, you know, like them because I like them. Anyway, the movie sounds like it's getting great reviews.
I can't wait. It is released on Friday.
I can wait. It's 3 hours long.
It's released on Friday in theaters, but then within just a couple weeks, I believe November 27th, it'll hit Netflix.
26 days in theaters.
Okay.
And the aging technology looks really good. And they talked about that. That was important
about those
to the
giant
story.
Lifts that he wore.
No, he did not mention that.
I guess the guy he's playing is really tall. And yeah, De Niro's like 5'8", 5'9".
The only thing that I'm not excited about is, I don't know why, when Jimmy Hoffa comes up, I just start dreamweavering.
Oh, yeah, me too.
It's like, I understand he's a big labor leader, but I don't mean labor's not important or unions are important, but it just, I don't know, it doesn't seem like a dreamweavery kind of job.
Yeah.
Yes.
I mean, he made it less dreamweavery.
Yeah, he was.
Some of the stuff he was doing, but.
It's pretty
remember
aggressive.
The movie Hoffa?
Oh, boy.
Did anybody see that?
Yeah. No.
Snooze.
I think I watched 45 minutes of it.
Really? I mean,
gave it a Jackson.
It was a long movie, but ultimately the story is so fascinating. His disappearance is so fascinating. And obviously
that
movie kind of has a conspiracy in it because we don't know if that's what happened. But
I agree. His disappearance is the most interesting thing about him.
Mm-hmm.
It's the right thing
to
say. But,
too.
Yeah. And his power. But it's suggested that Joe Pesci kind of steals the movie.
Really?
And I forgot he was in it.
Who's he play?
Somebody not Casino Joe Pesci, which sort of bummed me out, but they said he's great.
Huh.
And Ray Romano was on, too. It was like, why was he doing here?
Yeah, why is Romano there?
Joe Pesci plays Russell Bufalino.
Bufalino.
He's a real guy.
Mm-hmm.
He was a mob boss.
I don't know. Pacino was so hot. So it shows him young. It regresses him.
Yes. Yeah. And he looks good.
Cool.
Pacino, by the way, he's sitting on the Today Show. He's got a big gut.
I know.
Isn't that weird?
Yeah, I know.
He's never had a gut.
Look great. Yeah, I know. He didn't.
I wonder if that's fluid.
He's also
did they drain that?
He's wearing a very effeminate scarf, too, like
Mark,
a tie.
What is that? He also has a ponytail.
What?
Like he just saw a ponytail. Oh, my God. Ponytails on guys. That looks cool. Just found out about it. Okay, boomer.
Great ass.
His hair. He's such a great actor, but his hair looked so ratty.
There's his ponytail.
Can somebody style him?
Yeah, you're going to get bummed if you watch this. I'm just telling you, if you didn't see the Today Show today, don't watch it to see them talk about this movie. Just go to the movie.
Weird ponytail.
His gut, Trudy, his gut's huge. There's got to be fluid in there, don't you think?
Yeah. Oh, that's for sure.
Can we get him drained? You should have drained him before he went out.
A tap in.
Like Judy Garland.
It's like a knee. You know, when knees get fluid on
them,
his stomach has got there's something terrible going on.
Yeah, definitely is. There's some fluid in his face a little bit, too. Maybe
could they have shot around the ponytail and not shown it to us? I didn't notice it till the end.
Needs a haircut.
Look at that gut. Look at that gut.
Schwarzenegger was on Jimmy Kimmel, and I thought he looked really good.
Arnold? Yeah.
I saw really unflattering photos of him, and it's almost like he got it back together or he's working out again.
Did it?
So
yeah, he's a guy that's always going to get back in shape.
He always is really good on those talk shows.
How do I look?
He's pretty funny.
He was on Kimmel?
Yeah.
Was he?
Yeah, he's pretty good on those
Talking about Terminator?
Yeah,
that's this weekend, too, isn't
that's
it?
That's this weekend, too.
I'll be back.
Can't wait.
Oh, my God. So Irishman opens and Terminator?
One of the things he was talking about is how competitive all those action guys are. That when they put one movie out, the other guy needs to do one that's as filled with action and bigger guns and bigger everything and bigger scenes. And it got to the point. Okay, shut up.
Quiet. Terminator Arnold. Dark Fate only getting 67% on
Really? Who cares?
On the Tomominator. No, I'm going to love it. 2 hours and 8 minutes.
Oh, God, that's kind of long. You know, as far as The Irishman being over 3 hours, long. Goodfellas could have gone on another half hour and I would have watched it.
Yeah.
I love that movie. Never seemed long to me.
Right.
What part do you want to cut?
No, but you really want it to go on longer?
Well, I mean, I could have. I'm just saying I could have. I'm not saying it was a perfect movie to me. It's like Trump's phone call. It was perfect.
It was a perfect movie. I will give
to
you
me.
That.
Honestly, it was as perfect a movie to me as that phone call was to Trump.
And that press conference.
No, I bet you that.
Perfect.
Oh, let's play the Jimmy Kimmel. He cut audio of Obama after Bin Laden with audio of Trump after al-Baghdadi. And I have to say, you know, this is one of these things I could send it to my friends and someone would not send anything back because they wouldn't think it was funny. And really? You know, I sent Bill Maher had the funniest bit and I sent it to like 10 friends and like 8 of them wrote back. I'm like, it was really fucking funny. And 2 didn't respond. And I was like, what's going on? And I realized, they're way over there on the right. Oh, and I asked one of them, I said, you mean to tell me you can't laugh at that? And he goes, I hate Bill Maher. Well, it doesn't mean he can't say something funny.
Which bit?
I don't remember. I think it was New Rules. It was a long time ago. It was very funny.
When Obama went on TV to announce that they'd killed Bin Laden, he spoke for 9.5 minutes. Trump yesterday did 48 minutes on this. And for further comparison, we thought it might be fun to match up Trump's speech about al-Baghdadi with Obama's about Bin Laden. And we were right. It was.
The United States has conducted an operation that killed Osama bin Laden.
Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi is dead.
The United States launched a targeted operation against that compound.
They did a lot of shooting, and they did a lot of blasting, even not going through the front door. You know, you think you go through the door. If you're a normal person, you say, knock, knock, may I come in?
Pause for a second.
Firefight.
I don't think Baldwin captures that Trump.
No, he
definitely because
doesn't.
That's funnier than anything Baldwin can do.
I agree. I totally agree. But
you can't make fun of a clown. It's impossible to be funnier than the reality with Trump.
No, I think you could do that. I think you could make fun of that. You could. But I don't think they want to. I don't think it's not. Well,
when you know what when you know how funny the reality is, it's hard to laugh. There's no parody there.
And the funny part of the reality is how preposterous it can be at
You can parody anything. I just don't think
they try.
I don't think it's as good. I think they prefer the other stuff they do because it makes him look like an asshole or he's stupid. But they could, you know, it's he's the way he speaks is funny sometimes, and this, the way he repeats himself. I don't know. I just don't think they capture that. But maybe they can.
Okay. Killed Osama bin Laden and took custody of his body.
He died like a dog.
But his death did not mark the end of our effort.
A beautiful dog.
We give thanks for the men who carried out this operation.
And I don't get any credit for this, but that's okay. I never do. But here we are.
May God bless you. And may God bless the United States of America.
And I'm writing a book. So there were 12 books. All did very well.
Have you seen his most recent tweet? Anybody?
Trump's? I have not.
I'm not going to describe it. Brandon, will you just pull up his most recent tweet so we can get your immediate response to it?
It's Trump putting a medal around Conan's neck, the dog.
The dog has the same look on his face.
The medal is a dog paw medal, too, by the way. I think it's supposed to be the Presidential Medal
That's
of Freedom.
That's awesome.
That's really funny.
But it's the worst Photoshop, too.
It's really funny.
Oh, that's why it's the same picture, same face.
He wrote American Hero in all caps.
All right. Glad he's alive.
Well, yeah. A beautiful dog. A talented dog.
The Spooktacular Savings are back from the dead with our repulsive friends at Zod Ford and Holly. For the month of Rocktober, you can lease a new 19 Ford Escape or new 19 Ford Edge as low as $97 a month. Yes, that's a brand new Ford Escape or Ford Edge with a monthly payment that's less than the cost of candy you'll be handing out to all the neighborhood brats tonight. Oh. Or if you need a truck to tote your load of goblins and jack-o'-lanterns, you can lease a new 19 Ford F-150 Super Crew 4x4 as low as $99 a month. Those squeamishly haunting deals will be gone before you know it. So slither your way to Zod Ford and see our zombie-rific friends to get your ghoulish new Ford Escape, Ford Edge, or Ford F-150 all below $100 a month. Check out the bone-chilling deals and horrifying inventory at dealsnity.com. And Dr. Yaldo, not so ghoulish, his copy.
No Halloween copy.
Lots of people getting better vision thanks to Dr. Yaldo and what he does with custom cats LASIK, the most precise in the world. If you got that bad vision, like I do, it would be nice not to have glasses. And you want to get rid of those glasses and see, in some cases, better than 20/20, it's custom cats LASIK. If you want lens exchange for people 45 plus who can't stand their reading glasses and all the other garbage, that's where you go, lens exchange. Eye surgery, when it comes to doing it, experience, expertise, Dr. Yaldo, number one in Michigan after over 30,000 LASIK procedures, tens of thousands of lens exchange. And as far as cost, Dr. Yaldo promises to be competitive. A lot of people making noise about their low-priced LASIK, and yeah, we'll do it for $5. Well, then you go and find out what the real price is, and if you have shopped for it and you feel you have a real deal from someone, take it to Dr. Yaldo. He promises Drew and Mike listeners he'll beat any LASIK offer you get. Get the best, pay the least. Evaluation's free. Call 800-398-EYES, 800-398-EYES, or go to yaldoeyecenter.com.
I can't see real good.
I was reading a story. Josh Hamilton got arrested today.
Oh.
Oh, no, really?
Yeah, but not, you would think, what are you thinking? I mean,
well, you think drugs.
Drugs, right?
Of course.
Child abuse charges.
Oh, shit. Really?
Yeah, but having talked to his wife, or ex-wife, you wonder what the surroundings are around that. He surrendered to authorities and appeared in court to face a felony injury to a child criminal charge.
She made it sound like whatever happened with Josh Hamilton when they split up was so bad she couldn't even into it.
Is this it?
That's his
All right, Hamilton.
I don't know.
That's what I was wondering based on what, yeah.
They've been split up for a while, though, right?
Oh, yeah. And her her boyfriend from the show, I mentioned that he emailed
yeah,
us.
Yeah, that
tonight.
He listens now.
Yeah.
He does?
Yeah.
Oh, he does. Cool.
And he would like to say his piece. He wasn't happy with her interview, but he said, We were one of the only shows that asked her any questions. I mean, it actually questioned
real
her.
Real questions?
Way. Yeah. Well, but she's a filibusterer.
Yeah.
You know, it's all God, 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 God. I prayed for Josh to win the MVP every day. That's why he won.
She's sexy.
Champ boy. Felony injury. Oh, man.
Yeah.
Or stay away from any child under the age of 17. Seen leaving the gray suit with multiple attorneys by his side. See, it's hard for me to believe that this wouldn't also involve something else. Like he's drinking or he's...
Maybe. Mm-hmm. That led to it.
I don't know. I've never been able to find out like what he does now, an actual job, a gig, if he's doing any kind of analysis or if he's working with any club. I haven't seen any of that. The only thing I can tell is he wanted to stay at home and just be a father for a while. He's still a young guy.
That backfired.
Yeah, no, I bet he regrets that.
Yeah. He's only 38. I mean, honestly, I would have thought he'd still be playing.
At 38, yeah.
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 I mean, he's the kind of guy, he's just a natural hitter.
Yeah.
You'd think he could hit 20 home runs.
He's always in shape. Yeah.
Oh, boy. Did you see Kate Upton tweet about the World Series
last
night?
Oh, great. What did Kate say? Who should I root for?
Kate felt that the call at first base that Martinez got thrown out for, the Washington Nationals manager, that it was an obvious call. She couldn't understand what was taking so long. And then... It wasn't that obvious. Apparently, a lot of people...
Piled
made
on.
Fun of her tweet and piled on and told her to stick to modeling.
Yeah, and then she had to come back
oh boy.
With all these,
well, yeah,
all this
was...
misogynistic stuff yeah, that's coming.
Boom!
Hot take!
She was very angry.
Isn't there any, you know, like, don't guys just go, oh, that's cute? I mean...
I think that's what a lot of guys... Trudy, I think a lot of guys were saying that, and she didn't like
she got
that.
Mad at
she
that.
She didn't like that at all.
Oh.
Mm. Yeah, but I do think it's kind of cute. And you know what? If she follows the game enough that she knows that, I mean, it's great. Yeah.
Comment section. Come on, what are you going to... Got to expect people.
It
like
happens every
nasty
time she comments
stuff.
On it.
Why is she clapping back at the people though? She shouldn't have anything better
Did
to do.
Did you guys see me win that conversation?
So she can win a conversation. Clearly, Drew. It's all about winning.
That is what it's about.
I do love that. I can't remember his name now. Who's the young stud for Washington?
Soto.
No, the other young stud.
Oh, did Soto hit that ball a mile?
Yelling
oh
at
oh my god!
Yelling at.
Joe Torre.
Joe Torre, because he's in the crowd during the whole review segment.
Oh, Martinez?
No, no.
Trey Turner is the one who's called out.
Oh.
Play the audio if you can find it, Brandon. Yeah. He was called out, and they're reviewing it. It's not reviewable, and he knows that. And he starts yelling into the crowd, because Joe Torre's there, who's in charge of all the officiating. And they ended up talking to Torre later in the game.
Here it is. Huh.
The umpires here and those back in New York. You can see what Trey Turner's saying. Joe Torre is right here. Just ask him.
Sitting with his head down, trying not to look up. Because Joe Torre's like, I don't want any part of this. I know I'm in charge of all the rules and stuff, but I think I need to go to the bathroom.
Hey, don't you understand? This is just a figurehead cake job. They just pay me a couple hundred grand to pretend I'm involved in replays. What do I know about replays?
I don't know every page of the rule book. Jesus, dude.
I'm a manager, and I was a good hitter in my day. I give a fuck.
And he probably... So
I got a good seat at the World Series.
As soon as he said that he's sitting there with his head down, I always thought of Mike Clark's description of him in the dugout. Remember, he always thought Joe Torre
was a
like
creep.
He was a creep, and that's what he looked like at the titty bar, where he's got his—he's looking down, but he's got his hat really low, so you can't see who it is. And when you ever looked at Joe Torre in the dugout, that's what it looked like. It's a very apt description.
He's a dark-looking guy.
Yeah. He has dark circles under his eyes. Yeah, he does. He looks sort of ominous.
He's creepy.
He's actually a good guy, though. He's really a good guy.
Oh, great guy.
He's very likable. Uh-huh. So,
I'd call those butthole eyes. He's got Pete Davidson butthole eyes.
Oh, yeah. Pete Davidson has that really bad.
As far as the game, those two home runs in the fifth inning, Verlander, oh, my God, just blasts.
All because Tom wore his jacket yesterday.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, I'm sure people enjoyed hearing the podcast today as they know the outcome and Tom is wishing them luck.
Well, it's applicable to tonight now, too.
Does he not understand that, or can he just not get with the program?
He's just
that?
In the moment, Drew.
Yeah. It's like radio.
He is.
Feels like it's radio.
Someone sent me a...
Is that more fun?
Someone
you butt out.
Somebody sent me a flyer about a party on Nine Mile Road.
Oh, yeah, because they're redoing it. They're adding bike lanes just like they're doing everywhere.
Yeah, it was. They sent it, I think, before the show yesterday to, you know, let them know what's going on now.
Goad them,
I completely spaced that out. I didn't see it until later, so sorry about that. Tom would love the party.
Oh, I can tell you how that's going to He's going to come. Oh, yeah, I'll go to that, and then he'll get pounded with questions as to why, and he'll end up breaking down, admitting that he's not going to go. But he still would be interested in it.
I think he always wants to, you know?
Which is part of the problem.
His spirit is willing, but he just doesn't go.
He can't really want to shop at the airport. That can't be real, can it? I don't know if I can be associated with him if he really wants to go shopping at the airport.
I don't know. Well, I certainly...
That's too weird.
I certainly don't want to travel with him because he's going to want to stop and shop.
Yeah, he's going to hang out and ride the tram back and forth, you know.
Yeah.
It's like a nine-year-old on an elevator just going up and down. What is that?
Boring.
I just want to stop.
He's not a kid.
Like a nine-year-old in a lot of ways.
And shop at the airport when you get off the plane in a tropical island. That's where I like to do.
Well, duty-free. I mean, who doesn't want to shop at duty-free?
Well, because you take a bottle with you.
Yeah. Truly.
No, but I was watching Killing Eve the
they're
in the airport in Paris, and I'm like, I'd shop there, I think. So he's sort of opened up a door for people to think about that kind of
thing. Well, maybe he'll increase the GDP by having
You can carpool with him to Metro.
Oh, no, I would only shop at, like, Paris's airport or something.
Mother effer.
I mean, he actually, you know, when I said... parking at the airport and then going in, he's like, no, I go to Quick Park and take the shuttle. A shuttle to
make it even harder
at the airport? Oh my god. And shuttle back to your car
with all that crap
and
you're gonna
waiting
buy
for the shuttle. You gotta wait for the shuttle.
He doesn't seem to mind.
I remember when I was young, I'd go in an airplane and I'd walk up, I'd buy a ticket, I'd go on a plane. Nobody thought about bombs and nobody thought about security. You'd walk in, you'd give the ticket to the person at the gate.
Yeah, what changed? Hey, theoretically, don't you think we could go back? Don't you think we can go back to those days, like the way it was before 9/11?
Until something else happens, yeah. It wouldn't be nice. Wouldn't save everybody a lot of trouble. And then there's one big bad deal to deal with, and then you know you buckle down for a while.
Walking, but it's true. It's so they don't stop.
Everything's in cycles.
They really stop anything. Walking into Michigan Stadium this past Saturday, you know everybody's got ponchos on, and the security guy goes, okay. Like, I could have anything under these jackets.
I know.
Layers of stuff. And he just goes, okay.
Yeah.
Like, that's your security job.
That.
All right.
It's like they.
It's fake, Trudy.
Is it?
It's a theater to make people feel safe.
I don't know. Lions made.
Access denied.
Made me. I couldn't bring my littlest purse in to the last game.
Yeah, because.
It's pretty strict there.
Oh, smoked. Yeah. That's tight.
But why? Yeah.
I really don't understand when it's like off by, you know, maybe an eighth of an inch and won't yield on it.
You think when someone forgets that they'd open it up and just get in there. But
I mean, there is one good benefit.
I understand.
You won't have that girl like sitting next to you with that giant bag like our Charlie. Girl Charlie on TMZ. Yeah. Could you imagine sitting next to that giant bag?
Yeah.
She had something else huge behind her the other day. It wasn't her bag either. It was something. I'm trying to remember what it was. You know what I wanted to get into a little bit is this feeling that so many people have that somehow they don't have to answer to anyone or that they're maybe a little more empowered than they really are. And I'll give you two examples, and I thought of them both immediately. I mean, I thought the other one when I was reading about Deadspin today, and I thought about something else. Deadspin, they're purchased. They have new ownership. And when you have new owners, in my world, okay, boomer, it's sort of like, just be cool, behave yourself, new owners are coming in, you know, be nice, whatever. And the new owners came in, and it wasn't long before they said, you know what, this isn't really making a lot of money, we're going to try going all sports. Just kind of stay away from the other stuff. Because they do, they go all over the place. I mean, Deadspin to me is coming from such a place politically and PC-wise that I don't like it.
Well, it used
it's like,
to be,
I don't want to go on Deadspin and get mad about something else.
Well, it used to be they would cover things kind of like TMZ Sports did, but not really like that. So not just the X's and O's, but all the extracurriculars surrounding it. But then it got even further from that.
Oh, yeah. They really got out there. And that's okay, you know, if it works for them. I assumed they were making a lot of money. They aren't.
It worked really well for them back in the day.
Yeah. It worked well for them.
Because Gizmodo, you know, they were bankrupted when, you know, Gawker lost their lawsuit to Hulk Hogan. So this dude comes in and he purchases all of Gizmodo's other, that included Kotaku, the Deadspin, Jezebel, and then also the other Univision subsidiaries, mm-hmm. which is like The Onion and a whole bunch of different other media groups. So I think they believed we already have 15 different websites, and you guys are just kind of picking up where Gawker left off sometimes and doing political posts. Why don't you guys stick to sports and occasionally maybe feature one of the other ones on your site, one of the other
It's a strategic management decision. And, you know, a lot of times you don't like those things. But, you know, like Elric, he's still doing great work at Fox 2.
Mm-hmm.
He's not doing his podcast. I wish he was.
He wishes he was.
He does. And I get that. By the way, Ryan was hilarious yesterday. Did you hear Ryan Armani?
Yes.
and Rob Walchek texted me today about why they had to put him in there.
Oh, why did they?
Why?
Well, I don't know if I agree with Rob's explanation, but let's see. Let me find that. Rob's funny.
Here's audio of the new owner of Deadspin, by the way.
Why don't these sports guys just talk about sports?
So they had to do what he said. It's like OJ's running. OJ bought it.
But all the staffers there, they're very, very upset that this new owner, Jim Spanfeller, he came from Forbes, and prior to that, he was with Playboy. So he's coming from two publications that really did well on the digital stage. And he came in, and he decided, I'm going to clean house, and I'm going to start making this profitable. But what he did not do is hire a lot of women in leadership roles. And that pissed off the Deadspin employees. So they've kind of had this mutiny.
Their editor was a woman.
So why they have Nancy? They want Nancy Armour, and they
have a lot of female writers. You know, they just lost a deal with the insurance. Some insurance.
Yeah, they lost $1 million deal
because you would open up the website and their ad would just play right away, and everyone hated it. Not just the writers, but even the viewers hated it. The problem was they spoke up about it, and then they're like, mm-hmm. "Okay, forget it."
Well,
we want to spend the money there.
Weren't people on Deadspin talking about it too?
That's what I said.
Oh, yeah.
They're throwing themselves under the bus quite a bit.
I mean, this is.
Now, that's the kind of sports print journalism that I find utterly and totally obnoxious.
But what's really strange to me is that apparently all these people at Deadspin think, okay, you get new ownership, somebody buys your company, which is not doing all that well. And they say, here's how we're going to make money and ensure that you people, you know, can raise your families and your kids to school. I mean, they didn't say that, but maybe they did. And what happens the first day? Was it the female editor?
She quit the deputy editor?
Oh, she quit right away. Well, the deputy editor that's there proceeded to, the next day, put all non-sports stories mm-hmm. on their front page and was blown out. Well, everybody has a boss. So all these Deadspin people who are, and they're just whining and bitching publicly. In many cases, what? I mean, really?
I know it's dumb. They lost their job.
I love for people to speak out, but I mean, there is a time where you just kind of got to, everybody has a boss. I mean, there's always, and it sucks, but it just seems like there's so much, there's so much of this, I don't want to call it childishness, but there's just so much of this. People who think they have more power or maybe it's about having, everyone has a voice. I'm going to use my voice. They can't do this. Yeah, they can.
They did.
And, who knows? Maybe it might work. But if the site isn't making money, you're not going to be there anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, in August, there was a huge piece that Deadspin published that was just ragging on the ownership. I mean, excuse me. They went person to person, everybody in a leadership role, and basically how this guy hired all of his former colleagues at Forbes and Playboy and whatnot, and they were very, very upset. And then yesterday it all came into a big head because they fired Barry Pachinski, I think his name is.
The deputy editor.
And he'd been at Deadspin for 10 years. He was very popular there. So yesterday they just started posting, all these random stories that mean absolutely nothing to sports with a little, watermark in the corner that said stick to sports. So just a big FU to the management.
Pretty cute.
Wow.
I think it's the idea though that somehow I'm going to use my voice and I'm going to change this. I'm going to right this wrong. No, you know what? When something happens like that, you kind of got to move on. You got to go with the program or move on.
Yeah, got to swallow it.
Maybe you wanted to get fired.
Maybe. And the other one is, I think, equally interesting. But hang on just a second, because our friends and original sponsors, Zotchrysler Jeep Dodge Ram, have launched Jeep Adventure Days. Lots of Jeeps. It's Zotchrysler Jeep Dodge Ram. How about leasing a 19 Jeep Compass Limited as low as $166, or maybe the Mac Daddy, the 19 Jeep Grand Cherokee, as low as $268 a month? And they've got lots of, not just the large Jeep inventory, but they got lots of Ram trucks. Lease a new 19 Ram Crew Cab Bighorn Edition as low as $145 a month. And yes, Zot has an ass ton of Rams to choose from also. See details in their massive inventory at dealsindeed.com. And what's up with Dr. Roche, Trudy?
Hey, it's the last day of October, so call right now. Jump into $3,500 breasts. Yeah, breast implants. Those are the specials for the month of October at Dr. Roche's office. Plus, fillers to smooth your face. One syringe of Restylane, get $100 off the second one for the forehead, the brow lines, the creases, the marionette lines around your mouth, under the eyes, jawline, folds around the nose, and all that. Dr. Roche can actually make all of those look smooth and reverse the aging process that your face goes through when you get all of those creases and lines. And also,
it's almost like Netflix and The Irishman.
Oh, right. Yeah. It can make you look like De Niro when he was.
Yeah, young De Niro.
How old was he supposed to be there?
I have no idea. I don't know. 30 years younger?
I think there's three different phases: when he's young, when he's middle-aged, and when he's old.
I think that this particular, these series of procedures can make you look 10 years younger. It can turn the clock back that far. Plus, BBL, three corrective, three photorevelation treatments, and that takes away, you know, sort of the splotchy looks of skin when you have too much sun exposure, et cetera, or pregnancy mask, things like that. And Diva in the month of October, you can get Diva Tight in just minutes, plus Zorona, lose inches, take off some of that cellulite that looks so unpleasant. Yeah, actually,
fix it all.
When all of the workers go back and get their $11,000 bonuses, take that and go get it all done. You'll look like a new person. And
boom,
you can call for
a
consultation at 248-338-1110 or go to droche.com. And that's really helpful because you can see some of the procedures and the befores and afters, too. So, hey.
We want cool butts.
Yeah, cool butts. Yeah. Did you see the Facebook crackdown on eggplant peach and
I meant to mention that yesterday, Trudy.
The water drop emojis.
The
like,
squirt.
Yes, the squirt emoji. Because you can't.
It's an eggplant.
Oh, that'll stop people. They certainly won't find another emoji to use.
They're trying to control
water
people.
Squirt emoji does mean come. It was a reference to ejaculating.
If people write erect penis, come? Is that better?
You can't use their emojis to depict sexual things. It's they're supposed to only refer to peaches and eggplants.
No. Maz was putting eggplants out yesterday in violation of the new program.
What?
It was, really?
I told him about it, and he goes, "Let me see if it works." And so he puts an eggplant on something. I know.
It still
creepy.
Works, right?
Oh, yeah, it worked.
How are they going to crack down?
Used a squirt, too?
Is an algorithm going to find out whether or not it was meant in a sexual way? Because who else, why would you use an eggplant emoji? No one goes and buys eggplant.
You can't use it in a sexual contact text.
All the time.
Or next
parm.
To naked body parts. If you have a naked body part, you can't put like an eggplant over a penis. You know,
we'll use a cucumber or corn on the cob instead.
I don't know if you're going to send a nude picture. Why don't you get an actual eggplant and just put
what
it
if you
there?
Put a cartoon? What if you did a cartoon picture of a penis and put it on over a picture? Is that
See,
okay?
That'd be okay.
Just send her an eggplant and the erupting volcano.
What a joke!
It's kind of.
they'll just use the erupting volcano. Instead.
But the to Brandon's point, who are they using to screen for these things when they are still letting decapitations and false information and. Privacy violations and stuff like that happen. So,
real violence isn't nearly as dangerous as cartoon sex.
This idea,
water squirt emoji does mean come. It was a reference to ejaculating.
The idea that they're going to remove the sexuality from social media is just so hilarious. Really,
have fun
come
with
on.
That.
And
guys,
I'm doubly glad you brought that up because I was reading about the Amazon, Microsoft, and Google employees who had a, like a walkout protest over climate change. That's what I did, Trudy. I laughed. They're protesting Bezos, basically.
Wow.
Because, and, you know, I'm asking because I don't honestly know other than what
change
I read.
Change is coming whether you like it or not.
I started diving in on this, and what I found out was that Bezos is very much aware of climate change and trying to make Amazon more efficient.
Yeah.
Is that the gist of what other people are getting?
Yeah.
I mean, it's not like he's some dumb old guy who just doesn't get it.
No, most businesses are trying to do that because the more efficient you are using power, the more efficient your company is going to be.
So, well, some more than others. He sounds to me like he's very with the program.
Yeah.
The problem is these people, and please don't lump this in with Greta or, you know, climate change deniers or something. It's not like that. The reason
How
I thought
dare
it was,
you?
The reason I thought it was comical was because I started reading about the carbon footprint that all these tech things are leaving. The phones, the social media.
It's a lot of electricity.
Oh my God, it's a huge imprint. And they were, and of course, you know, there's people both pro and con. Some people are with the employees. Yeah. And some people are like, are you fucking kidding me? And they're talking about, for example, some of these Instagram accounts that have millions of followers, and these girls, these hot chicks are putting up hot picture after hot picture, color photo, click, 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 click. And they were saying that, you know, maybe it'd be a good idea because it would make a difference to have people using black and white and not posting so many pictures. And well, I mean, in terms of carbon footprint,
you are way ahead of the curve on this.
Does color take more energy?
I don't know.
It's all transmit?
Ones and zeros.
I'm not an expert in the field at all, but I'm just saying the suggestion, though, was that not necessarily just Amazon or Microsoft or Google, but just this whole world of tech, that this is part of the problem is just the tech period. And here we have these devices that these kids are getting addicted to, spending 4 hours and 44 minutes a day with their devices.
That's it.
And they're watching. Amateurs. They're watching these giant files. You know, and this uses
energy.
Energy.
Sure.
So
Instagram, one of the most prestigious and secretive platforms.
So the question is,
you were way ahead of the curve, though, when you said that the internet was getting clogged up with stuff on YouTube. Think of all the energy that could be saved if you could just weed out those videos.
I know. But, you know, then how are you going to stop people from having Instagram accounts and posting all their important selfies and stuff? I mean, but honestly,
we're not. Selfies.
You're not. That's what I mean. So I just sort of felt like it's really easy to just pile into Bezos. And I'm not a Bezos fan or anything, but
it has.
The thing about Bezos, though, is they've got Amazon drivers all over the place.
Yes, they do.
None of those drivers are driving electric cars, are they?
They are going to be, though. They are going to be driving electric cars. In 2021, they're going to be all electric cars. All electric cars. Yeah, I know.
Is private contractor drivers?
Well, I think they're the Amazon have a fleet. Subsidiaries, yeah.
Yeah, they're going to have a fleet. And so, you know, that's what I was doing, Trudy. I was like, actually, I don't want to read about this, but I want to read about this. I want to understand this. And I really sort of, I mean, just found myself in the weirdest place of feeling defensive about poor Bezos. And he takes a ton of shit, and he should because he doesn't pay any taxes, and he makes a gazillion. I mean, he's the richest guy in the world. How's he going to avoid shit? Never, of course. Not to mention that.
Did you see when he made a surprise appearance at the school in Washington?
I did.
We never talked about that.
That was hilarious.
He walks in, he's in Washington, D.C., and he walks into a computer class, and the teacher's like, oh, my God, it's Jeff Bezos. And she's so excited. And you see this one black kid turn to the other black kid. He's like, who's that guy?
Nobody cares.
Nobody in the class is like, who's this bald penis-looking guy?
They tried to suggest that three of the kids knew who he was.
Okay, great three. That's not what he was expecting.
I don't think so.
That's not what he was expecting at all.
You know, the teacher, I thought she was going to blow him. We were going to have to listen to more of him getting off.
Yeah, she was so excited.
Good God.
Yeah. Bill Murray, by the way, too, I think he's spokesmaning for P.F. Chang's?
You know, he applied for a job at P.F. Chang's at the airport in Atlanta.
They're happy.
They hired him.
He's like, yes, he loves the airport.
I know. But exactly my thought. Why did that happen, though? I mean, I'm just like, does he just love
quirky
going around popping in on people's weddings?
Well, yeah, he does. That. There's a whole documentary about it.
His whole job is being Bill Murray now.
Yeah.
It's kind of cool. It's an unstructured job. He just does whatever.
Well, he's really made an art form out of being Bill Murray. I mean, he's, you know, he goes to these parties he's not invited to. You know, on I forgot the one was on a college campus. I think he was at a ball game or something. Afterwards, like, hey, what's going on? Somebody said, oh, my friend's got a band at his apartment. Murray goes in there, he's hanging out. He starts doing dishes.
Right. He's so much fun to be him. You do whatever you want.
Like, he looks so happy. My God.
No agent, just has that voicemail. Yeah.
Do you remember, though, when he was on Howard Stern, Drew, the interview
yeah.
with him?
Oh, yeah.
Where he's like, you know, he's not hooked up with anybody right now, but he just wishes he had somebody to go to parties with occasionally. But mm-hmm. then he just overcame that by doing it alone and getting way more attention.
Yeah, he's...
than he would have if he'd been with someone.
He's really an amusing guy.
He is.
And he loves being Bill Murray.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't think there's anything wrong with that.
No.
There's a lot of people who
God,
think,
no.
he's earned
God,
it,
I wish
man.
I could, yeah. you know... be famous and have people fall all over me. And he's yeah. like, yeah, I'm going to have fun doing it.
The way he deals with it is great, too.
Yeah.
Seems fairly humble about it.
There was another story in there. There's a million stories in the documentary. I can't think of the name of it. Maybe you can look it up. But there was somebody, I think it was outside Wrigley Field during the World Series, and this girl's desperately trying to get a ticket. And Murray goes, I got an extra ticket. He gave her the ticket. She sat next to him.
That's
oh,
awesome.
My God.
Some 40-year-old chick, just, you know, big Cubs fan.
Wow.
Hey, going back to baseball in the World Series, the one thing we didn't talk about the game last night was Martinez getting thrown out, the umpire, or the manager getting thrown out
yeah.
by the umpire. And I thought it was really weird how much Joe Buck was talking about he has to sit down to manage because he had a health scare.
Yeah.
I don't know if they were going over the top or not.
I thought so.
But Inside Edition, that's the angle they took. And wait till you see how they handled the story of Martinez.
Is he hospitalized today?
Martinez was ejected.
No, they
from
have
the
to get
game.
An expert to talk
Not
about
exactly
it.
Of course
no
they did.
And wait to see who the expert
who
is.
Oh, no.
We spoke with Dr. Oz to get his take on it.
It's a World Series freakout.
I thought it was Travis.
Washington Nationals manager Dave
this is
Martinez
so
was incensed
ridiculous.
Over this play at first base.
And now they're going to call the runner out for being inside the line. Dave Martinez is furious.
Martinez charged out of the dugout and became the first baseball manager since 1996 to be ejected from a World Series game.
He's a strong guy.
Yeah, he's a big dude. Heart procedure. And that other ump is just calling him an asshole the whole time. Did you notice that?
6 weeks ago, Martinez was stricken with intense chest pains. His right arm and left thigh went numb. Ooh. Martinez was rushed to the hospital and underwent a cardiac catheterization procedure.
Gross.
A stress test came out normal.
Don't you go dying on me.
He was told to stop consuming caffeine and Whoa. Drinking alcohol. Doctors also advised him to stand Omar. Less.
They were acting like he was going to die any second last night.
I thought the same thing.
They try to monitor that so much so that they prefer him seated while he's managing ball games.
We asked Dr. Oz whether Martinez was putting himself at risk during last night's free.
Now, I'd like to point out that Les Trent was showing him a video of what happened because there's no way Oz saw this live.
No.
He did not see the game or know anything about it.
What would you say to him? Looking at this,
it's gonna be so
can we get Oz to stop dying his
healthy.
Hair, please?
When you get that upset, your blood pressure goes through the roof.
It does.
I mean, it can almost double, maybe you know, sometimes
this
exceed that.
Well,
that puts the risk of blood suddenly bursting in your brain, causing stroke.
Whoa.
It causes all kinds of hardship because your body's not designed to be taken to that level of
That's
stress.
That's a good idea, Doctor.
That's it. That's
you
pretty,
can't manage. Then
that's pretty.
Done.
That's all he added.
Oh my God!
Are you getting in a fight?
Aging Doctor Faggot.
In trouble for that one.
Why is it so? Why is it so bad when some guys dye their hair? I mean, it's just horrible. It's just. I mean, I want to slug them. But other guys do it like Al Pacino does it. And it's like, eh.
Yeah.
It's because his gut's distracting.
Maybe
the fluid.
The ponytail.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know.
I'm. It's ironic I brought that up because last night I'm watching this true crime story, and I bet a lot of people have seen this on True Crime Thursday. This guy, oh, what an asshole. He's 22, and he's playing beach volleyball outside Los Angeles, and this girl brings her girlfriend down. She's married. She's like, hey, you want to come down and watch these guys play volleyball? And she's like, oh, yeah, here. She goes down there and saying, who's that? And she goes, oh, that's Eric Beckler. And she's like, oh, he's hot. So,
I know, if I had a pussy, be wearing a shit, I'd be like squirting.
She makes a beeline for him. Next thing you know, they're madly in love. Mm-hmm. She's 8 years older than him. Nice. And they get married. They have three kids, like boom, boom, boom. Mm. She's a physical therapist. She's also an athlete. She's a real good athlete. I think she ran the. I think she's in the triathlon. Or the
Do you know what her name is? I want to see a picture.
Her name is Beckler, B-E-C-H-L-E-R, nice. Phyllis Beckler. Wait. Her name is spelled so stupid too. Not Phyllis. She's got a Y-S-E spelling in her name.
Oh, boy. I'm lost. What's his name?
Just look up Eric Beckler.
Beckler.
Yeah, B-E-C-H-L-E-R. Try not to get too distracted by what an...
Wow, that guy's handsome.
Like. Her name is Peggy, P-E-G-Y-E.
Yeah, P-E-G-Y-E. What Peggy is named P-E-G-Y-E?
Peggy?
None of them.
I think the parents got her murdered as soon as they spelled her name on the birth certificate. That's terrible. Anyway.
Yeah, someone's like, oh, what a stupid name. Stan.
Nice. You spell it how? So, anyway, this guy who thinks he is so hot, he's got these blonde streaks in his hair, and he's constantly dyeing his hair, like, in virtually every picture until...
She's cute.
I know, she was very cute, and she was a super athlete, and she was a great physical therapist. She started her own business, and the story, they go, they were equal partners in the business. Peggy.
Peggy
was the physical therapist. She dealt with the patients, and Eric did the tech. Like, he did the tech? Yeah, that's not half the business.
Drew was telling me this earlier. I said, what year is this? And you said
97, I think.
There's no tech in 97.
No, it was ridiculous.
Make sure the printer's working, it's connected to AOL. Big deal.
It was an honorary
title. No tech.
Just keep him happy.
Why is he in that business? He should fucking do something. Fuck him.
There he is, working on the tech. Just connecting.
He's leeching off his hard-working wife who built this business. So, anyway, of course.
Is he hot, Trudy?
No.
Of course, Eric has to wear the most expensive clothes, and he has to drive a Mercedes, and, you know, and they have this big house, and they're living way over their head. And at some point, they decide to sell the business to raise some capital.
Oh, so he fucked her business up?
Well, I'm getting there.
Yes, it's, oh, sorry.
They decide they're going to keep them both. They're going to pay them $125,000 each. I guess he does the tech still. And she continues as a therapist. Well, 4 months in, they find out that, they've been overbilling Medicare.
What,
$1 million? Yeah, so they fire both of them. So now they have no job. Nice going, Eric. And... also, they pointed out that she was angry with him because she often got saddled with the kids. Well, he wouldn't play beach volleyball.
What? God, what a load.
He's a total leech.
She should have known that from the second she met him. That's what he was doing.
And I wish I had it in front of me, but I was reading this morning about how he, why he dropped out of college and why he dropped out of the military. And it's always, of course, somebody
beach volleyball.
Else's fault. Always. Yeah, beach volleyball is pretty much the answer.
He has murderer eyes, too. I wonder if Dr. Roche could ever fix something like that.
Oh, I don't think so.
Notice how
there's no fixing that.
He's got murderer's eyes.
No matter how good Roche is.
Anyway, yeah, that's the picture, Mark. This guy's such an asshole. So then for her birthday, and by the way, before her birthday, her friend said that, yeah, we talked on the phone every day. She cried every day we talked because she was so upset because they had they were living way over their head. Now they've been fired from their jobs. Yeah. And she's also worried because the feds are after them for the overbilling.
Probably Eric, right?
His mother blamed her. His mother, okay, when what happens is his mother, which is why he's the way he is, by the way. But anyway, he said that, yeah, I rented this boat for her 38th birthday and was so excited. We had a great time. And he was boogie boarding. She was driving the boat and she hit a swell and she flew out of the boat and he can't find her. And the boat was driving in circles. And he was on his board when the Coast Guard got there yelling, my wife, my wife, my wife.
People get thrown out of boats all the time.
I know.
My boat wife's at the bottom of the pool.
What a terrible excuse.
And he said there were like, I think he said there were 4 to 5 foot waves or something. And they're like, hey. Well, we checked and it was pretty smooth that day. Pretty ideal weather. And they determined that, no, she was not thrown out of the boat and that he wanted the $2 million life insurance because he's so entitled. His mom said that, well, she never built Medicare for $1 million and she knew she was going to be in prison, so she just disappeared.
Oh.
Yeah, she left her 3 kids who she adored.
Yeah, that happens.
I know. Women do that all the time.
I don't know what's more common, that or getting thrown out of a boat.
Eric!
So 3 months later, 3 months after her death, which, by the way, the most fake cry I've ever seen in his confession. They showed some of his confession. Oh, my God, what a fake cry.
Oh,
he's
really?
The worst fake crier ever. He meets this girl who, by the way, was sexually assaulted by Dennis Rodman.
She's an actress, too. Yeah.
Her name is Tina
New.
Tina New. Yeah, she had a $10 million lawsuit against Rodman. She said he raped her. And I don't think she, I think she got a settlement. From Rodman. Oh, was she in Baywatch Nights or something?
One of the Baywatch shows, yeah.
She has an amazing wreck, by the way. But that's beside the point.
Pretty. Mm-hmm.
He meets her, and she moves in the next day.
Nice.
Whoa.
Only 3 months later. And like 2 weeks after that, he takes her to meet his deceased wife's parents.
Well, that's
like
not
they
weird.
Were dropping the kids off to babysit, and they're like, what the fuck? Who's this bitch? He's like, who's my new girlfriend? And they get married, and then eventually the cops arrest him, and that was the best part for me, was seeing him in court without his highlights.
Ooh, ouch. Ouch.
No highlights for you, Beckler. I thought he'd find some way in prison to create highlights. You know, they're so creative when they're in prison.
Toilet wine.
Something like that. Oh, what a dick. And I'm looking for a story. I want to see a picture of him today because he's so vain.
Oh my
but
God.
I couldn't find any. So I was so mad. This is 20 years ago.
I'm reading about when he took the stand. Well, though, keep going. Explain like why they were able to arrest him.
Well, they determined that the new girl, Tina New, the one on Baywatch Nights, one day, she's watching a tape of herself, of her, like her acting tape. It's like,
nice.
Oh, please. And somehow the story comes on about his wife because she'd hit record when it was on TV for some reason. And she realizes that because she watches the story, first of all, his face turns white. He's like, because it had been long before that. And then she's listening to the report and she's like, that's not the story you told me.
Uh-oh.
And then shortly after that, they're doing ecstasy. And
of course.
And she says, they're lying in bed, she said, and she goes, you hit her over the head, didn't you? And he goes, yeah, I did.
Sleuth.
I hit her with a weight. He hit her with a dumbbell, like a,
yeah.
I don't know how much it weighed, but he killed her with that. And then she went to the cops, and the cops wired her up, and she had an argument with him about it where he was not denying it at all. In fact, because she was saying, how am I supposed to live with it? And he's like, just shut up. Nobody knows anything except you.
Wow.
So anyway, they do finally arrest him, and he's found guilty.
So on the stand, I guess she...
Is that him in that picture of the guy with the beard? Was that Beckler?
Oh, that's not him.
Oh, my God.
Oh, I was hoping it was.
So she... when
Is
she
that was... him?
Is that... Yeah. No.
Will you please find him with no highlights?
I'm trying to find him.
Do they have an Otis system?
No highlights. No highlights. He looks like Ryan Sandberg. That's what I could not get over. How much he looked like Ryan Sandberg.
Wow. If Ryan Sandberg played beach volleyball.
So, there's Tina. There's Tina.
On the stage. Tina, by the way, is on Mr. Skin. I just found her.
Oh, yeah. So well, did I found her right away.
Movie Passion Cove.
Tina, you fat lard. Come get some dinner.
You want to see your nude from Passion Cove?
Yeah. Brandon, what's going on over
you
there?
You can look over here. Trudy, you can see it. What do you think about Passion Cove? You want to go to Passion Cove, Trudy?
Well, what's in it for me? I mean,
well,
I wouldn't
this
go
dude,
for her,
look at this dude, man.
See the dude.
Yeah, this hunky guy. Yeah.
Wow.
Okay.
Looks like she was in some Skinamax flicks.
She was?
Skin flicks.
The only one Mr. Skin has, though, is the one from Passion Cove. She was in Silk Stockings the last time anybody watched the USA Network.
God, how old are those?
Like, Brand's got some good pictures.
Yeah, is that from Passion Cove?
Yeah, yeah.
Nice.
Well, Passion Cove looks like a wild place.
Maybe that's where Beckler was taking the boat to Passion Cove.
Oh, he's such a dope.
He took the stand to defend himself, which is laughable. And his attorney...
Well, you know when you take the stand, it's you know you're fucked.
Yeah. So his attorney told a TV station that his client's libido led him to make the false accusations.
Yeah.
It was and then in court, Beckler said, it was Tina's fantasy. She told me, you hit over the head and threw over. But I said, absolutely not. She screamed at me. Finally, I said, okay, whatever you say. And then we had sex.
I know, and she admitted that, too. She said we had sex afterwards because she was afraid of him.
But except then she wore a wire and got him to repeat the story.
Well, maybe he thought he was going to get laid after he told the story.
And then, of course, he told the friend, too, that he wanted to take her out. Kill her.
Oh, yeah. I told the friend who was originally interviewed by the police, and he'd vouched for him, oh, you have a great marriage. And then he felt really bad about telling the cops that. So he went to the cops and told him, yeah, he asked me about killing
Peggy.
And the cops wired him up, and he got some stuff out of him.
Or he just said, I told my friend I was so mad I could take her to the ocean and throw her off the boat. And he said, did you mean? He goes, no, I just wanted him to know how mad I was. I love his straining to do some explaining.
I know. No highlights. Yeah. No highlights for you. No more highlights for you.
Yeah.
And by the way, no more planes for that girl. Was that girl today that was being taken off the flight? Did you send me that, Brandon?
Yeah.
What's the deal with that? Because the clip was only 10 seconds long, and all I heard were the passengers clapping as they're taking her off.
Yeah, so basically it's your standard... No more planes for you. Apparently, in this video, she's being escorted out while screaming that the plane is going to crash. I mean, that's something everybody wants to hear when they're about to take off.
Why is she on it then? Why'd she ever get on the plane? The plane's going to crash. What are you doing on it?
Maybe she didn't know it would crash until she got on it.
It wasn't even moving.
She inspected it.
Okay.
She heard a gonk. What is a gonk?
A gunk?
A gunk. Is that what it was?
Yeah, a gunk. It's something only...
What is a gunk? You mind telling me what that is?
That's what she heard.
Here she is.
A gunk.
It's going to crash. You guys need me. It's going to crash. Look in your monitor. We're in the water. That's why CRC only blamed that glass. Whatever that is.
Hopefully you guys I heard a gunk.
Wow, that's awkward.
Oh, man.
It's like she was looking at that monitor in front of you, know, in front of you when you're sitting down, and maybe she was looking at the route. You know how you can see the route?
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe she just freaked out by that.
What an idiot.
Is this your first time flying?
But as you're being escorted out, you don't tell everybody else they're going to die as soon as they take off.
Yeah, why not? You're not going to be on that plane. Maybe she was going for the big prediction. What if that plane did crash?
That's true. Then she can say she's a psychic and open up shop.
A ton of money. Yeah. That would be the ultimate, I told you so.
It would be.
Kanye was on a plane, karaoke with, what's his?
Corden?
Yeah, James Corden.
Oh, geez, I was joking. He seriously did.
No, yeah, they did. They did the carpool karaoke, only it was plane pool karaoke.
Is too good to do it in a car?
It was kind of unique. And then he did Jesus Walks, and everybody was singing. Well, that was kind of cool. It was a super...
Have you seen all the...
interesting video, but yeah, he's...
A lot of the really, really right-wing conservative people on Twitter are praising his new album. including Don Jr. Did you see his tweet, Don Jr.'s tweet?
No, I didn't.
Let me pull it up.
Trump is one of rap's favorite people, no, right?
This is just too funny.
It's I don't like the album as a... rap
well, it's not a secular album, is it?
No, it's a gospel rap type. Well, and this isn't even the gospel one. That one's coming out later.
Should we not introduce Kanye to Bob Dylan and have Bob Dylan tell him about his born again phase and the two albums he made?
Well, think about this, maybe Kanye is trying to find a way to broaden his, you know.
It doesn't seem like he thinks that way. Because I don't think you would say some of the stuff he says if he's trying to broaden his
audience. Maybe he's like brilliant down low and we don't really know. And he's like, how can I sell 50 million more records? Ah, all right, I'll create a new audience.
Oh my God, nobody tweets more than Donald Trump Jr.
Righties.
Oh God, he's such a dick.
Oh my God. No, there's honestly like 1,000 tweets just from today. I can't find this one.
I cannot believe someone is paying him $50,000 to speak.
Not his fault. Oh, here it is. Kanye West is cracking the culture code, whatever that means. New album, Jesus is King, is the epitome of fearless creativity and dangerous, unapproved ideas. Leftists always try to silence those who are speaking truth. They are waging a war on our family and culture. Kanye is a pioneer.
Oh, whatever.
See, he converted.
I guess.
Well, did you hear that?
Music fan, I don't like it.
He's apparently going to go on tour, and he's not going to do his songs, his popular songs. He's going to do them. He's going to use the beats, but he's not going to use the old lyrics. I don't know how well that's going
to
do.
That. Who wants to see that?
You love the songs the way they are. You don't want to hear them redone.
One of the replies underneath the review is, okay, boomer. I think it's being used ironically there, too.
Yeah, he's not going to do this?
That's a sample?
I would think Kim Kardashian would be separating herself from this mess at some point.
No, she's like totally immersed in it. Going to church, bringing the kids.
Well, okay. I mean, she's happy. Only she knows.
I mean, I give Kanye credit because he's going to cash in on this too. I mean, he's selling $250 sweatshirts.
Exactly.
$140 sweatpants.
A whole new market.
What's so special about the shirts and pants?
They're Kanye's.
Designed by Kanye.
Yeah. Just like the Yeezys.
Well, wouldn't you think that his fans maybe wouldn't have that much money?
Well, I think he's trying to go to a different route. Maybe he's tapped all those fans. I don't know.
Yeah. He's tapping a new...
He is definitely a visionary. I just don't know what the vision
why
is.
Why would people buy that?
$170.
Why would people buy that, though? I mean, it seems like it's like the pet rock or something.
Well, maybe that's part of the genius behind it.
I want those sunglasses.
If you're selling it, yeah.
That's what I mean. I don't know why anybody would buy it.
I think I love those Kanye sunglasses from...
Oh, yeah. Ones with all the slits in them.
That's
unbelievably brilliant.
That's a basic sweatshirt.
Yeah, no, I know.
Yeah.
$170?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, man.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
It's pretty cool.
Where's it?
It only takes 5 weeks to ship, too, for some reason.
And if you buy it,
made in heaven.
You get access to purchase pre-sale tickets. So if you want to go to one of his shows.
That part is genius.
That's, whatever. Yeah, Bob Dylan became born again.
I didn't know that.
In 77, and he put out two.
Isn't that the same time Mike Clark was born again?
Pretty close. Mike knows all about those albums, but Mike knew those albums backwards and forwards. And
it's the song, you got to serve someone.
Serve somebody. It's a great song. He actually had one really cool song that came out of it, and it was part of his conversion, but I still thought it was a great, great song. I mean, it was a great secular song. Radio played it.
Sure.
But the rest of it... It's a little repetitive, the lyrics, and he toured, and he only would play these songs, pretty much, and people weren't really happy.
Yeah, but see, he bounced back into a different phase, and then Wilburys, and then, whatever he's doing now.
He found his old muse.
So he wasn't born again anymore? What happened?
He was not born again anymore. I think.
Okay.
Not sure. Seemed like it.
How do you undo being born again?
Do you throw away all his nude pictures of his girlfriend?
Well, I think sometimes
you can get new ones easily.
Right when they get at it, maybe they're very conservative on the religious beliefs. But then as time goes on, they realize they can still do other things and still be a Christian.
Yeah, but didn't he embrace Judaism again?
Yeah, I think he did, Trudy.
Yeah.
He also embraced partying again pretty heavily.
But, I mean, Christians party.
Yeah, I'm not knocking Bob. I love Bob Dylan.
I learned that from the Righteous Gemstones.
It's funny, there was a documentary that popped up on Wikipedia, and I'm like, oh, this looks interesting. I'm going to start watching it. And the open is Tom Petty with Jacob Dylan, and I'm like, oh, no, this is the one Drew told me about, the one in the valley that you've talked about.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, I don't want to see Jacob Dylan, so I had to turn it off.
Yeah, it's about Canyon Valley and all the great musicians that lived there from, 60... 6 to like 75. I mean,
which it seems interesting. Jacob Dylan.
There are books about it. It's a really interesting period. And
y'all want to see a snake peek?
Crosby, Stills, and Nash lived together, and they all banged Joni Mitchell, and a lot of other people lived there, too.
Jesus, Joni.
You should get tested, bro.
Who were very much part of what was going on in rock music and singer-songwriters, really more singer-songwriters, Jackson Browne, Warren Zevon, a lot of people. And the problem with the documentary is not that it's not fascinating. The problem is that Jacob Dylan did it, and he does all the interviews, and there's too much Jacob Dylan. Instead of using the music,
Dylan,
he redoes the music.
Oh,
with you know other people, you know current people, and not as well. And if you don't like Jacob Dylan, if you don't love Jacob Dylan's voice or his production, then it's pointless. I don't know. And then at the end of the movie, it says, it has a title and starring Jacob Dylan. I'm like, I didn't know he was starring in this. I would have gone.
Yeah. Oh, so it was.
I didn't go to see a Jacob Dylan vehicle. I want to learn about Canyon Valley. And he's a bad interviewer. Some of the questions are really awkward, just the way he acts. It's weird. Long pauses.
I know. Well, thank you for saving me 2 hours. Watch. Oh,
What happened over there?
I was just pulling up this song.
What's coming out of your ass, though?
I like this song. I don't know if I like any other of Jacob Dylan's songs, but look at him.
But this is a whole, is this a whole career, this song?
No, they also had the, what's the name of the tune?
Did a good
the Only Difference, whatever?
He did a good Beatles cover. I'll give a little credit for that. He did I'm Looking Through You for the I Am Sam soundtrack.
Oh.
No, he had another hit, Brandon?
Yeah, this one.
I don't remember it.
You don't remember that one? No.
All right, what do you think it charted? I'm going to look it up.
I just remember seeing it on TRL all the time, and I figured if it's on TRL, someone's heard
it. That wasn't
the
question. I don't know. I am looking it up. I honestly have no idea where it charted.
Take a stand, Brandon.
What's this called?
The Difference. It's got a music video.
Oh, so look at a music video means it's a hit?
Well, I mean, when these songs were released, yeah.
Okay.
I mean, nowadays people make music videos for anything, but
well, let's find out where it landed in the top 10, Mark.
I think I understand Jacob Dylan. He feels like he's too good looking not to be a part of some sort of medium. So he feels.
Brandon, you should have doubled down.
Okay.
19th on the U.S. pop chart.
Wow.
3 on the U.S. main, 5 on modern rock, 14 on adult, 1 in AAA.
Oh, that song?
Yeah.
I don't remember that song.
Number 1 in the wildly popular AAA category? No, 19 is a hit. That's a definite hit.
He had another top 5 U.S. main chart song.
What?
Yeah, Heroes from the Godzilla.
Oh, yeah, we can be heroes!
Covered that?
Wait, he covered Bowie?
Oh, no.
I don't know if it's the exact one.
Bowie didn't even have that big a hit with it.
It was a bigger hit for Jacob Dylan than it was.
I know. It's annoying as hell. Are you kidding me?
That's a great album, by the way.
That's such a great song. Keep us together. Ooh, cool. Yeah. We can be better. Yeah. Kind of hard to fuck the song up, I guess.
Well, he did.
Who's his mother?
Was it Sarah? Dylan has a bunch of kids by different women.
This place is cold. Feels like Independence Day. I turn the engine, but the engine doesn't turn.
That was kind of a diversion for 90s rock, was that sound. Like, because I remember Charlie Sexton being sort of in that area, in that genre.
Charlie Sexton. Great guitar player.
He's hot.
Exciting local news.
Under the Wallflowers Wikipedia page, it has members. Jacob Dylan. And it has past members. There's a list of like 10 people. So I guess he's the Wallflowers now.
Oh, boy.
Sorry.
Bill Clinton will be appearing at the John Conyers Jr. funeral.
He loves funerals.
I was amazed because I agree with you. If you had to go to Elijah Cummings' funeral, you'd go, oh, John Conyers, I think I'll pass on that. He was Me Too'd out of the house.
But am I going to come, Bill? Is she going to be here? Is she going to speak?
I haven't heard.
They both got to speak at Elijah.
Well, they're always together, so.
You know, it's, I speak last this time. And he probably laughs at her like, you were never president. You'll never be president.
Ariana Grande is not going to that one.
I know, that's what I was thinking about.
Let's go for him.
What young celebrities will show up?
None. I think that's why he trolls funerals now.
He doesn't have much else to do, does he?
Yeah. He's just waiting for people to die.
And, you know he's going to make it in the news. If he speaks, they're going to use a clip from him.
Yeah.
But at the Cummings...
Who else is coming, do we know?
That's the only name I've heard.
Barack?
If I was Barack, I would certainly feel I had to go.
I got to watch Netflix. Got something else to do.
At the Elijah Cummings funeral, Hillary Clinton just blasted off on Trump. Not by name, but it was very obvious who she's referring to. I guess the people who went to that funeral would love that, I suppose.
I guess.
I don't know. I can't imagine why at a funeral you would want specific politics.
Yeah.
I think you want to talk about the guy, his kids, his what he loved, but maybe he loved people yelling at Donald Trump. At high volume. I don't know.
His whole life was politics, though.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah, I just don't think a funeral is a good place to...
Is Bonica going to speak?
What's the point of caring?
I imagine she will. She's already spoken on local news.
She's been on the news.
Is Ruth Williams going to speak?
No.
That'd be great if she did. Or if, no, she couldn't. She shouldn't speak. She should be outside the funeral yelling.
No, she should...
She should
introduce Monica.
Somebody by the name of Monica Conyers.
And Monica Conyers.
$15 bill today. How you going to pay a $25 bill next week? It's a shame. It's an insult on our people. And she needs to go.
Wow.
Man, the harmonies with the people in the background.
Yeah, the timing. God,
perfect.
She's so dead.
Awesome.
She read that room perfectly.
I could hear Mark Ruffalo yelling in the background.
Yeah, not paying anyone's bills. Not helping out.
The Grosse Pointe fire that killed the 9-11-year-olds, who were both little hockey junkies. Turns out they think a toaster in the kitchen may have caused the fire that killed them. Oh, man. Oh, that story sucks. Then today, a pit bull killed a 4-year-old.
Yeah, in Hazel Park. They were...
Was this a feral pit bull?
That was really confusing in the story. But they were definitely watching it. Like, I think it was a rescue one.
Oh,
so
they were fostering it.
Fostering it, yeah.
I'm not going to foster any pit bulls.
No. I don't want to foster anything.
Yeah, true.
Here come the pit bulls.
60-pound male.
I know. You have to love pit bulls. If you don't
love pit bulls,
then you have to be canceled.
Well,
go foster some, Brandon.
I will say this. I love pit bulls. The pit bulls that I've been around, the pit bulls that my
friends
have
owned. Yeah,
one for Maddie. I'm telling you, they're fantastic dogs when you
Maddie
raise them
would
correctly.
Love pit bulls.
And they're extremely protective.
But they have giant
mouths.
What
better way
giant
to protect
mouths.
Maddie than with a bunch of pit bulls?
But if you raise them in a hostile environment, or you beat the shit out of them, or you don't feed them, or you don't raise them right, yes, that's the type of dog that can snap.
But they sounded like they were raising...
Sounds like a risk worth taking to
if
me.
If it's a rescue dog, how do you know that, Mark? If it's a rescue dog, it probably got rescued from being beaten.
Well, I don't know if it is a rescue dog. They're just fostering it.
The thing is if it reacts like a dog to something that scares it or bites someone, their mouths are enormous.
Why don't
so
you
your
foster,
chances
Brandon?
Of being harmed.
Foster one.
The dog had never shown aggressive behaviors, according to their GoFundMe. There's a GoFundMe.
I get it. Pit bulls have done terrible things in the past. But I am one who believes if you raise your dog right, it won't do that stuff.
Sure. I wouldn't want to run the risk, though, would you?
I get it. I understand your concern. And to tell you the truth, if I did have more property, I would definitely consider having a pit bull. Definitely. Because I've seen fantastic pit bulls. The most loving dogs. Seriously. If you raise them right.
How right do you have to raise them?
Well, you just have to raise them to be good dogs.
Why do you know so much about raising pit bulls?
Because when I was in college, I lived in a house and my roommate had a pit bull, and it was the sweetest damn dog that ever lived.
Well, what did he do to raise it that was different from the people that raised them badly when they, murder people?
Okay, he's not throwing chains around their neck and yanking them around. He's not beating them. He's not, he's making sure they're fed.
That seems like normal dog raising
to
me.
It does, but the ones that we're seeing that do this attacking, a lot of these aren't normal pit bulls, trust me.
By the way, you're right. He's definitely doing that dog.
What if Maddie tries to ride the pit bull? Would that be improper raising?
You'd probably encourage your child not to do that. That would be a responsible dog owner.
Thank you, sir, but we don't want any of these dogs. Good luck getting rid of them.
I'll teach Madeline to be gentle with them, just like I was teaching Madeline to be gentle with Bill.
I think we need to have Brandon's dog raising or pit bull training corner.
But I understand.
I'd rather be attacked by Bill than a pit bull.
I understand that. Yeah. Bill was a little 6-pounder. He was a little more
smallmouth.
If he snaps, he's not going to do a lot of damage. I completely understand that.
Big bite radius, like a shark, kind of. I met a couple of them too that were really nice. But
oh, you want to be part of the pit bull corner?
No, because I've seen when their mouths open, it's like Pac-Man. That's the frightening part to me.
I'm a.
The family of the 32-year-old killed by the rock-throwing teens is angry because the kid that threw the rock that killed the 32-year-old who's driving on I-75 got 39 months to 20 years. And that's a really tough... I mean, that whole thing is just so horrible because these kids are... You know, I think you're 17, 16, 15, 15, something like that.
Yeah.
And you know how stupid kids are. But
they knew.
There was a lot of...
The point of this was to inflict damage.
There was a lot of evidence and text messaging and joking afterwards, which was...
Yeah. That's what buried him.
I was really surprised by that, too. I was like, wow. And there was a lot of testimony about this kid in... You know, this is how it always goes. Now, he had a mental problem. He was trying to fit in with the crowd, and they were using him for his truck. And you know, he thought if he, you know, threw a rock at this car, that they'd like him better.
God.
Whatever. Well, but
he didn't.
39 months. It sounds like he'll serve a short time. He could serve 39 months to 20 years, but it sounded like it's going to be more like 39 months.
Wow.
Oh. Yeah. Wow. Then there's the 7 Mile Bloods. Great bunch of guys.
Yeah, what a blast. They like to party.
They get a little out of hand. If they're raised right, though, they don't tend to kill people.
Well, that's a different situation.
I'm kidding, Brandon.
I kind of do agree that if you raise get one a child right, he probably won't join a gang.
No, you're right. I don't know how these people were raised, but the thing that killed me was they sentenced this guy to 2 life sentences from the 7 Mile Bloods, and... They post hit lists on social media.
Yeah.
What do you think somebody go, oh, hit list on social media? Well, that's a pretty good way
obvious.
Find out what they're doing. They called their zip code 4802-DIE. It's 48025. 4802-DIE.
Yeah, clever.
The thing I was surprised by, okay, the guy that got sentenced to 2 life sentences, and he's involved in murders, a couple murders, I think. 31 years old, cocaine sunny. And then there were a couple other convictions.
He wasn't raised right. They gave him a stupid name.
Oh, geez.
That didn't help.
That's a great name.
There was a 37-year-old, a 33-year-old, and a 39-year-old. I was thinking, you're 39. Isn't it time to be moving on from the 7 Mile Bloods?
Yeah.
And once you're in, though, it's hard to get out.
Do they have Bloods out there with walkers?
Well, they usually don't make it that far.
That's true.
Yeah, that's pretty old.
39 is pretty old, though.
That's pretty good. Yeah, that's kind of a success.
But I read that long, long story.
I mean, what's he put on his resume, really?
That would make it pretty tough.
Don't have community much organizer.
Oh, God. That's a nice spin, Drew.
Yeah.
There was about a 3 or 4 page story in the 7 Mile Bloods last year. God, that was
a well-done
story.
Piece. Yeah.
And I could not believe how much damage they do. It's just incredible. And the thing is... This is like the mob. They know who they are.
Mm-hmm.
And I just find myself going, really? There's just no way to just haul them all in and charge them? I mean, they know so much about them because they post all the time, too.
Yeah. Well, they got them now.
Leaving a carbon footprint? They don't seem concerned with climate change?
What? They are?
Because they're posting so much.
Yeah, they're posting.
Oh.
But, this... I mean, to think that's 2 miles away. And they're usually, did they say they work between 7 and 8?
They did.
I thought it was 7 and 6.
Could have been a me. Anyway, yeah, that was an amazing story.
Their turf is listed online.
I think I've been on their turf.
We're not in their turf, are we?
No.
I actually, I got off the freeway at the wrong exit one time.
What? Oh, there's the red zone.
In the middle of 7 Mile, and it was like, ooh.
What's, what are the boundaries?
It does look like it's from 7 to 8, but I can't see what this... That looks like Woodward.
No, because Woodward goes the other way.
It's all about that territory, too, which, I mean, it seems like when you're 39 fighting over, this is our turf, doesn't seem kind of juvenile.
Yeah, really,
a little bit.
Yeah, but it's a criminal organization.
I know, but
yeah, nothing else to
juvenile.
Do. Nothing else to do. Of course, most are.
Wouldn't you think it would?
The mafia kind of juvenile.
Well, yeah, but they don't fight over a 1 mile area. They fight over a lot more.
They have to battle.
They're criticizing them because they're, sort of like their business.
They're not
plan
big. Yeah, they're not big enough. True.
I just think I'd be dreamweavering.
He wants them to grow
I don't
bigger.
Care about this mile?
They have.
You want them to take over the whole city?
The max out 2020. The 6 Mile Cheddar Grove and the Hustle Boys that they have to keep out of there.
And that all happens in the adjoining communities? All those guys have?
Yeah.
The Cheddar Boys?
It sounds delicious.
Wow. Yeah, it does. Mm.
I mean, I don't want to rag on them, but I'm just saying it seems like I would be dreamweavered over fighting over a little tiny, just not very big. But the mob is like that. I mean, watching that thing on Netflix about the Canadian mob.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God, you just can't. And then we're like, oh, family, we love family. That's why you're killing people all the time. It's so stupid. Why do they even say that? Yeah, half your family's dead because of what you did. So you can't like family that much. Stop saying it.
Speaking of Detroit, did you see the teacher that got in trouble at Cass Tech?
Yeah.
Did you guys see that? I didn't fully
understand the story because the only source is really a Facebook post.
It's insane. A Facebook post? I thought he said it to somebody.
Well, he said it to somebody.
Let me find the Channel 4 story.
He said it to a kid, and go ahead, we'll find it in a second. From what I found was the kid then told their mother, and then the mother put it on Facebook.
Yeah.
Trudy Layla wants you.
Yeah, so there's all context and tone is lost by what this guy said.
There's got to be more to the story because it seems very, very weird.
I don't think there is, though. I don't know if there is really more to this story. Let me see. I'm interested to see which way Drew's going to go with this.
Schools now investigating.
I didn't
what
quite
exactly
understand it, to be honest.
In an economics class, Mara McDonald is live downtown. And Mara, you're hearing the teacher made the remarks as a joke?
Well, that's supposedly the context, Kimberly. But what we're hearing from students is that this is a long-term teacher, that he is known for saying provocative things in class. And if that's the case, and if these alleged remarks are true, well, he's certainly gotten a reaction this time that's landed him in
a
whole lot
of
trouble.
At first, it was like disbelief.
When Manisha Hurt's son filled her in on what happened in econ last week, a longtime Cass Tech faculty member, who is white, got into a conversation with the students, said in a joking tone something that went like this.
He said, well, hell, I'm a racist now.
Hey, that's
and
a good.
I know that I'm very insensitive to other races. And then he went on to say that he would come up to the school with a white cloak and a burning cross.
Hurt couldn't believe what she was hearing.
Saying that you would come here with a white cloak and a burning cross, we all know that that symbolizes the KKK.
Yeah.
And
yep. True.
That's a threat.
She reported it to the school Monday, and this robocall has gone out to parents since.
The district became aware today of allegations involving a Cass Tech teacher who made racially charged comments.
My son said, well, he said it with a smile on his face. I said, it doesn't matter if he had a smile on his face.
Really?
Did you hear what he said?
For now, this teacher has been put on administrative leave. Manisha thinks that there should be no return. And if there is?
It would say to me, what America, honestly, to me, is about is racism. Racism exists. It's real. And to me, I feel like nobody cares.
I'm a racist.
A
lot of
people
care.
The school district, yes, this faculty member is on administrative leave. Yes, an investigation into these alleged racist remarks is underway. We're live downtown tonight at Cass Tech. I'm Mara McDonald, Local 4.
You know what sucks? Okay, first of all, obviously the guy's not going to show up at the school with a burning cross and a white cloak.
No.
But I remember having teachers who were the provocative types. I don't know, do you have people like that?
Sure.
And they were always kind of cool. Because yeah. it wasn't like going to a class where, like, okay, today we're going to learn about credits and debits.
Like,
and
Jaime Escalante.
Who's that?
Wasn't that the teacher in...
Jaime?
Isn't that his name?
I know what you mean, though, Drew. It makes it feel like you're one of the adults, though.
Yeah, it's just, it's a more, I felt like sometimes those people, you could actually learn something, or you could actually, it's like you see people involved in discussion that you might not normally see, because it's sort of out of the textbook, and I'm not saying I support this guy's remarks or anything. I mean, you just can't say anything today. I mean, he's canceled. Cancel him.
Did you ever see the movie Stand and Deliver? Edward James Olmos?
Oh, well, I remember one scene from that movie.
What? Which one?
Wasn't there a sexual scene? In
Stand and Deliver? I don't remember that. This is about the teacher, Jaime Escalante.
Yeah. How do I reach these kids?
It was Edward James Olmos? What movie am I thinking
of? I don't know, but I want to see it. Is it with Edward James Olmos?
There's the kid that threw the rock, by the way. Oh. Oof. I mean, I see, to me, his future is load.
Yeah, he does look like a turd.
He's a future load. Yeah. That's what the high school guidance counselor should say. I'm looking at your future, and I think you should, if there's any way to make money being a load, you'd be great at that. Mm-hmm.
What does a load do for a living?
Well,
not a lot of loads
not,
now.
Not real productive.
It's a competitive market.
It is. They spend a lot of time on the computer and on social media.
Yeah.
Probably post a lot.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, he'd be good at that. He's got the record to make it easier, too.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah, some cred in the load department.
I'm talking about loads.
Load cred.
Jesus.
I mean, he's probably got 1,000 kids. All the raw dog loads he drops.
So the teacher, you know, there've been quite a few of these where some teacher's trying to do something a little provocative, and it seems like it always goes south. Uh-huh. But you know what I've noticed in a lot of these stories is a lot of them are really popular teachers, and a lot of the students are like, I love that teacher, and but then somebody says, yeah, but you can't say that.
Like Paul so Dawson, the famous teacher.
Paul Dawson.
Get away from the door. Nigga.
Oof, you're not allowed to say that.
I put the H on it to emphasize it's nigga.
See, you're not
I don't know how popular
Dawson.
Paul Dawson was, no, to be I don't honest. Think I don't remember people going to bat for him.
It doesn't seem like a good move.
It was quite a take, a memorable take, though.
It was, yeah.
I will never say any form of nigga. You know, I'm cured of
but
that.
But you just did.
Wow. Well, you know, maybe listen to a lot of rap music and get the wrong idea. Can we look up Paul Dawson? Can we find out Paul Dawson today?
I think he's working as a load.
Maybe we can find him with Eric Beckler.
Eric Beckler.
So glad he doesn't have highlights. I'm not kidding you. When I saw him without highlights in court, I don't know, I felt good all over. It was just a giant release of dopamine. Why did that feel so good? I was so, because at first thing I saw was like, I sort of had an idea that he's the protagonist.
Sure.
He's the criminal.
He looked it.
But it didn't matter. I saw the highlights and I was like, oh my God, I hate him so much.
Because it's
he was so into his highlights.
It's a prominent douchebag.
Mort Krim.
Teacher.
Prominent douchebag. That's a great way of putting it.
So Paul Dawson was in trouble in 2006. That's from that story. Mm-hmm. He kept using the N-word. As of 2017, he is still a English teacher at Valley Traditional High School.
All right.
Wow, he survived that. Well, it happened in 2006.
Is that the same school?
I'm not sure if it's the same school, but he does have high marks at ratemyteacher.com.
Oh. So.
See, he made my point. He said something provocative and he has high ratings.
I just went to Rate My Teacher. He has no ratings, no reviews. Maybe I have to log in.
You have the same kind of information Brandon has?
I may have to
about him. Raising pit bulls.
Paul Dawson was not raised right.
I can't get it to open now, but this is from the story. So,
no, I believe you. You must have to log in.
Where is Paul Dawson located?
It looks like Kentucky. So.
Oh, okay. I was thinking that was another one of those
more forgiving areas.
What's that reporter's name in Cleveland? Did that story Monday?
Carl Monday.
Oh, Carl Monday. Carl Monday. Oh my God, he was great. So good.
Yeah, I was thinking it was a story of his for some reason. God, that was Carl Monday. Just
wailed.
Wailing.
I wonder if Carl Monday's still at it.
I think he
does a podcast now.
Oh, by the way, my question yesterday. What happened to Virginia Madsen? Oh,
she's doing a podcast. Are you shitting me?
Nope, I'm not kidding.
God dang it.
Yep, and it's another one of those Paul Harvey-like things where she goes through this long biography, and then at the end she tells you who she's talking about.
Anyway, I'll prefer Mike Rowe.
Carl Monday retired last year.
No.
Yeah.
Aww.
Oh, man.
I'm pretty sure it was. I think we played the entire story of the library.
We'd play it many times.
Because he retired last year.
Most importantly, where is Mike Hooper, the subject of the story?
Google
right?
him. Google him.
He's being a load somewhere. He's dropping loads somewhere.
Now, that's one that the guidance counselor definitely should have suggested. Load as future occupation.
He's so lucky.
You look up on the internet.
Nothing really.
Sports.
Sports, of course, stuff like that.
Sports, pornography, stuff like that?
No.
I have a cheesy mustache.
I don't know why. You tell me why.
I don't look up pornography, so no.
That Ohio State's proudest moment.
You ever perform a sexual act at the library?
No, I have not.
What if I told you we got video of you performing a sexual act?
Well, it wasn't me.
And his. You just reached out and grabbed yourself and started having sex?
I did what I wasn't thinking. I made a mistake.
Oh, you said you did.
Seeing adults looking up the sites and actually having sex in the library.
Oh, my God. That's horrible.
Hey!
Based on the fact that there are guys like you out there doing this kind of thing, you think parents ought to be a little more careful about letting their kids at the library alone?
Yeah.
The greatest moment in the Michael Cooper.
His parents?
Yes.
They're
going to
think when they see this.
They're going to kill me.
I don't like you getting in my face either, or my son's face.
Please.
You are not before taking your anger out on us. Your son going on the public, in a public place, exposing himself, and having...
Oh!
I can't get out of here.
Oh, he chucked his mic! Took his mic away and chucked it.
Why
are we... Where?
Oh, no. Now the masturbator's all fucking pumped up, and his daddy's got his back.
And at the Cooper residence.
I'm a combat vet. And if you want me to bring my god for you, you son of a... I will. And you won't like it.
Oh, I love the way he closed the window on him. Oh, he broke his mirror!
Wow. Man, Carl Monday.
And Carl Monday busts him in the...
By the way, Carl Monday
parking lot during the trial
was an on-air pseudonym. He changed it legally to Carl Monday.
He should, because that's a cool name.
It's cool.
Why'd he pick Monday, though?
I wonder. Maybe he's a Rick Monday fan. The former Cub.
I mean, Carl Friday, I guess Friday.
Hey, means, Carl.
Because he means business.
Good to see you.
He's all business.
It's more intense.
Yes. Okay, Christina emailed me and said that Virginia Madsen is doing a podcast called Imagined Life.
No, thanks.
It's pretty good if you're into biographies and trying to guess who the person is. I'll take your word for it, Christina. I get a lot of good suggestions for podcasts. Somebody sent me that Hitman one. It was really good.
Good luck with the podcast.
I have a feeling that people in true crime podcasting go, another true crime podcast.
There's too many.
There are so many.
But once you find a good one that you like and you like the host, they can be good.
Yeah.
Do you have a favorite true crime podcast?
I have two favorite. I like Sword and Scale.
Everybody
I don't really
that.
Like Mike Boudet that much as a person because off, you know, outside of the podcast, he's always starting these riffs on Twitter and Facebook. It's kind of a very childish. But his podcasts are really well produced, and they have so much actual audio, 911 calls or things that were, you know, interviews and stuff like that. And he pieces them together.
Like
very,
Fortensky
very well.
Going down the stairs.
Exactly. Yeah.
And we have lots of actual audio. There he is, Larry Fortensky.
And I used to like, well, I do like it, the True Crime Garage, just because I kind of like those two dudes that were doing it. They're very conversational. It's just two guys that are just rapping about a case. So
most,
I like those two.
Most of the true crime podcasts I hear are very clinical, but that's okay. I mean, if it's a good story. But, you know, it's funny when you talk about personalities doing podcasts like we do, is that I've listened to a lot of Beatles podcasts. There's a zillion of them. It's not like true crime, but it's almost. And sometimes I get pissed. I feel like the guy going, oh, this is a sports station. Stay in your lane. Because when the hosts start trying to get a little too funny and wacky, I'm like, hey, oh, this is a Beatles podcast.
Stay in your lane, bro.
You're not funny. I get miffed.
What was the one podcast the lady was doing her first interview was her adopted dad?
Oh.
She had a really cheap microphone.
Yeah.
Really obsessed with it.
Oh, it wait. She never did it. That was her big interview.
She never did it.
That was a Dateline.
Her stepfather was her Dateline. Big interview.
And I told you, I think 2 weeks later, I went to just see if the podcast had launched yet. And the website was down. Well, she never did one. I think that's false advertising.
It's pretty fake.
I wanted to pay.
Layla?
God, Layla. For
God's sakes.
What's up with her?
I don't know. She's... relentless.
Layla received
tonight.
A bone marrow transplant in January.
I went upstairs to look for something, which is a disaster for me because there's so much crap in this one room. And it's up there for about, 15 minutes, and she started barking at the bottom of the stairs.
45 minutes.
She was on the landing, which is like one step up.
Uh-huh.
Like she was actually gauging whether or not she could wail up the stairs. Because she can.
She can, really?
Yeah, I think so.
Never seen it.
I think if she was left downstairs for a long time and there's food upstairs, I think she would eventually go up the stairs.
Mm. A talented dog.
I don't know about that.
Concerned about you? Like, oh, my Drew is...
She's used to being on the same floor. I'm her comfort human.
A beautiful dog.
I'm proud to be her comfort human.
Are you raising her right?
I think so. Well...
Right, that was a shot at me, but...
No, it wasn't.
Layla has been raised right. She is... very nice.
Thank you, Brandon.
She's never violent.
No, she isn't. She really isn't. She sounds like she's going to tear into
you. She might have been given a few too many table scraps, I'm afraid. But other than that, it's all gone pretty well.
Hey, Drew, NBC Nightly News is going to do a story on Alex Trebek.
Oh, boy.
Oh, man. Yeah. Boy, they're really... Are they milking that? I'm sorry, but I think they're milking it.
Yeah. Well, what has changed?
Nothing. Isn't he saying something like... what does he say? Oh, he wish he got diagnosed sooner.
Yeah.
He helped some kid who found out. Did you happen to see that story?
True, told me that in 5 seconds, and I'm like, oh, good for him. That's nice. Do we have to have a 4-minute production piece on it?
It seemed.
Maybe, yeah, maybe moves the needle.
It seemed like a very
obviously
thin gesture.
It does not move the needle.
He just said that he didn't want to be that guy because he did a story to say, those of you who are contacting me, blah, 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 I can't be, I'm trying to go through this myself, and so I can't answer all your requests. So please, I don't want to be that guy.
Unless there's...
I was already Trebek'd out when he told me that.
Unless there's a camera around.
It's the Velvet Club Trebek fuck off y'all treatment. But man.
Oh, man. Okay. And I'm sure some people will really enjoy it, and that's fine. HBO paid $500 million for South Park streaming rights.
Damn.
$500 million. How about that?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
That's another thing we're going to have to buy, right? HBO Max.
It's not
going to
be.
Does
it come with my normal HBO subscription?
No, I don't think so. I think it's totally separate.
Oh.
I know. Everything's going to be streaming now. You have to have separate things for everything.
And PS View has just decided to, like, quit.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah. We got something on the boner line. Someone asking Zooves, because he's the PS View expert. So
yeah, that's our...
Saying, Zooves, without my PS View, where do I go next? So.
Oh, wow.
You'll have to inform the gaming community.
Join the...
Well, it's not just... It's not it's the TV network that, you know, we used instead of cable.
Yep. You got to join the big conglomerate and just get YouTube TV.
Yeah, well, that's what Zooves said.
Yeah, see? Can't win.
Did you see Netflix?
Can't beat them, join them.
Is going to test binge watching by allowing you to speed up
50%. I know, I love it.
And,
I'm so
Hollywood
glad.
Is just so mad.
Which makes me love it even more.
Judd Apatow said, he's so angry. Don't make me call every director and show creator on Earth. I'll fight you on this. Okay. I will win, but it'll take up a lot of time.
Okay, good.
Which proves their point.
Yeah, go ahead,
You need to save time, and that's what they're trying to get people to do if they want to binge watch it faster.
He's going to have to call everybody in Hollywood. Go ahead, do it.
They already do that on syndicated cartoon shows.
They do it on podcasts, too.
Yeah, if you watch, like, Family Guy on TBS, it's sped up. That way they can fit an extra commercial or two.
But that's so funny that he's asking them to save his time by not making him fight them. It's like, oh, so time is important to you. Well, but not when it comes to watching your shows. Then we have to use all our time. We can't ever be trusted to speed it up and still enjoy it.
Judd Apatow should then make all of his productions,
slower.
One, yeah, it's Like one or two. Yeah,
make them slower. Speed slower.
They split off.
Don't mess with our timing.
Did you guys see the big fight between Woa Vicky and Bad Baby today?
No, I missed it.
They finally came to blows.
Yeah, I'll bring it up. It was pretty funny.
How did I miss such a great duel?
What? Yeah.
This has been a fight that I was afraid was going to bust out at any moment. I've been fearing this for over a year.
Is this going to be one of those things I'm going to know where I was when I first saw it?
I think so.
Where were they?
Where were they both at the same event?
It seems like they're at some party. I'm not sure. There's a big table and a whole bunch of stuff all over it. And somehow these two got together. We already know previously that they hated each other because Lil Tay and Woa Vicky... I don't know.
Oh,
maybe.
Yeah. What did Lil Tay chime in on this?
Well, Lil Tay, she's in detention.
Where's Lil Tay?
We haven't seen her.
She has to grow.
Who would you rather nail? Oh, no. I disqualify myself because I done them both.
Well, Woa Vicky's 19.
I want him arrested immediately.
Woa Vicky's 19.
Old Bad Baby.
Bad Baby is currently 16. Lil Tay is 7 or 8.
Oh, yeah, no, I'm not talking about Lil Tay.
No, 9 years old. All right, so here's some of the brawling. So these girls are going at it. They're pulling hair.
Woa Vicky is on top of her.
Yeah, Woa Vicky whoops the shit out of Bad Baby. Look at it. Swinging, full punches.
Get off my...
There's like 8 dudes just around them watching.
Yeah, because they're rock hard.
You stupid. Every time you got beat up.
Yes, sir.
Why you love me off?
That'll be...
Yes, sir.
Women hate women.
Who's doing the commentary?
Bad Baby screaming.
No, there's a couple
guys
dudes talking. You know what, guys. Oh my God, that might be her most annoying moment ever.
I love the guys. Here she comes.
Oh, Vicky.
That's it. Wow. So, yeah.
Woa Vicky kicked her ass.
Yeah, Woa Vicky won that battle.
Although Bad Baby says, not true.
Oh, wow.
She said she never hit her.
Of the rematch.
And the camera started late.
I want you two to kiss each other.
It was like the Rodney King video. The camera starts late, and you miss the whole point.
Bad Baby's too young to play that, Mark.
She's 16.
I don't know. I just have
she's
a
of
feeling
age.
That she's going to be pregnant very soon. I don't know why. It's just a gut feeling.
It's on brand.
16.
Isn't that an age of consent in some places?
In some states, you know, I guess. But I mean,
I'm not sure consent is always a concern for her.
Well, it's a concern for Brandon. He's mad that I played this drop.
No, I want you two to kiss each other.
Just a kiss.
Just a kiss.
Yeah. To make up after that vicious fight.
Can you
scissor me, Tamber?
Hit the outro, Brandon.
See?
I do not believe that we fired up the Hall Financial Hotline. Let me check.
Oh.
Nope, we didn't.
There's the Hall Financial Hotline. If you would like to save money on a refi, or you'd like to get your first home, your dream home, get money out of your home, shorten the length of your loan, go to drewandmike.hallfg.com. Or go to our website, click the link to Hall Financial, or call 248-308-5000. Smart people do it because they want to save money. Where's Lil Tay?
I haven't seen her in forever. Right?
Does she have a page anymore?
No.
They took it down.
Well, she was 9 years old and you had to be 13.
How dare you?
And she had 2 million followers, so you'd think that they would know about it. Maybe that was a problem. She had so many followers, they just couldn't tell her to get off Instagram.
Didn't she drive a car?
I should be back in school.
She's 12 years old now.
At age 9.
She's a year away from being able to, quote-unquote, legally be on.
Oh, but she was 9 when she... Oh.
Yeah. Well,
she was 9 on Instagram.
It was all an act anyway.
Her car was worth more than your house, Trudy. That's what
I know.
That's all. She couldn't drive it. Well, wait. Didn't she start a Rolls
How
Royce
dare
or something?
You?
She's when got she her start... accent back. She's not acting anymore.
I should be back in school.
She was kind of funny,
never
though.
Forgive you.
Oh, sorry, Greg.
Lil Tay, yeah, I admit to laughing at some of her stuff. Her bathroom was more than your house, too.
No. She has a point, maybe.
I guess I... And it, she was her brother's creation, and it bothered me that her stupid brother was able to create this thing that got 2 million followers. But...
It's a load.
People seem to have a
Everything
lot of...
Everything here be desired. Gucci, Louis, Versace...
All right, we'll see you tomorrow.
Happy Halloween.
See ya. Yeah, happy Halloween.
Boom. Hot take.
Happy birthday, Drew.
Oh. Oh, for God's sakes.
Gay fucking shit.
touch tone exorcism. The problem is you have to have a doctor's, you have to have something from a doctor to say that you need one.
Oh, what for God's sake.
What if we just start going off? 666 Red Rum. She will die if you don't do the exorcism now. Puke face. Puke face!
What do you say? What do you say?
Oh, man.
That's good. They're gonna sh**. What did you say? They're going to sh**. How dare you defy me?
Alright, let's try it.
Oh my God. Jesus Christ. Oh man.
Blair sang in The Exorcist besides your mother.
Yeah, all right. You know, didn't she say there are legions of us?
Mother, make it stop.
You've reached 831. At the tone, please leave your name,
this guy phone number, scare
your
message, demon.
Your call will be returned.
You
Thank
know.
You.
Yeah, I'm not sure, but I think I need an exorcism. Me and my friend are here sacrificing a few animals and stuff and listening to AC/DC and Ozzy. So, what do you think, Puke Face? Will you give me an exorcism? I'm not going to some sad sack doctor to get permission. I want you to get on that phone and give me one now. Or I'll drive a stake into your buttocks! Pick up. Pick up, prick. Pick up. Pick up, pin dick. Seriously, we're sitting around sacrificing animals, and I think we might need an exorcism. Okay? Pretty sure. So what do you say, Thimble? You've done enough exorcisms to know that Satan says stuff like that all the time. He's always making fun of people's unit size. I think I need the exorcism. I don't know. Do you need it, Mike? I need an exorcism. Lick my helmet, you piece of dung. Suck my s***. Oh, come on now. Hey, that's over the line. You know, for somebody that needs an exorcism. Yeah, sorry about that. Sorry about that, Pendick. Get a load of my boomer. Check out my boomer. Red rum. It's true. Admit it. I'm pissing on the carpet. Oh, I remember that. That scene was gross. Yeah. I was like, I would have gotten rid of the kid at that point. You're going into foster care. I don't care if you're possessed or what. You're 14. Get out of my house. Now that you're making a hell of a mess of your room, the electric bill is out of control. Hey, pal. I'm going to have a BM in your living room. If you don't pick up. Alright, listen. We're going to call you back. And if we don't get an exorcism ASAP, let's see. What would we do to him? Oh, God. Where do we start? Okay. We'll call back, Tim Dick. Be ready for it.
I gotta believe if they have any sense of humor, they will appreciate the message we left.
Well, that guy needs to put like a 10-second maximum on his voicemail. Now he's learned the lesson the hard way.
I don't think it ran out.
No, it didn't.
I know.
You know what that is? That's that voice activated stuff or whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
Aaron said for 4 minutes. The guy's going to be shivering. He's just going to freak when he hears that.
Yeah, he thought
that
it was
going to freak.
He probably thought it was some cute little way to make $30 an hour, you know.
Yeah, right.
Deal with a bunch of kids.
Yeah.
Tell them they're okay and send them on their
right.
way.
Right. And suddenly it's like the real devil comes out of nowhere and blows him out of his boots.
Threatens to leave a BM on his carpet.
I like the concept that Satan is always throwing the thimble dick stuff around.
Hey, I wouldn't be surprised.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Ha 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 ha